Nice.
Hey, there's some Bud Light.
Hey, how about a Bud Light?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bud Light. Fresh, smooth, real.
Another Bud Light? Sure.
It's all here.
It says we can get $10 back by mail-in rebate for every 2 gallons of Ace Royal paint we buy, and there's no limit.
With no limit, we can paint the entire house.
Available at participating Ace Hardware stores through October 31st.
This is, I guess, what happens when you've been doing radio for this long a time and you're Rush Limbaugh.
I think the left has been waiting for the next terrorist attack.
This is a sick man.
I hope he gets the kind of psychiatric help that he needs.
Folks, do you know that we are winning the war in Iraq?
Oh, geez, we got a report here. This is Russia's...
National and news from around the world.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. In Beaumont, Texas...
The government failed. They failed to respond.
And in Bossier City, Louisiana...
We're out of money, and our credit cards are full.
And we can't even get emergency food stamps. It's killing us.
People driven from their homes by Hurricane Rita say FEMA hasn't learned the lessons of Hurricane Katrina a month earlier. In Capitol Hill, ex-FEMA Director Michael Brown says the ragged effort after Katrina wasn't his fault.
My biggest mistake was not recognizing by Saturday that Louisiana was dysfunctional.
Brown put the blame on Louisiana Governor Kathleen Blanco and New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin. Blanco will get to tell her side of the story at a Senate hearing 2 hours from now.
This is Jim Crisul in New Orleans. It was a message taken to heart by city council members who held their first full meeting since Hurricane Katrina slammed ashore a month ago.
Well, we have to depend on ourselves. There are a lot of people here from New Orleans that want to help and can help. And when New Orleans builds back, it's going to be because of us. So let us give us a chance to help.
Among the biggest challenges facing the city, providing temporary housing, restoring power and city services, and determining when to allow people to return home. Jim Crisula, CBS News, New Orleans.
People who wondered how high gasoline would have to go before drivers would switch to mass transit may have their answer. Dallas Transit Chief Gary Thomas says buses and commuter trains in his neck of the woods are packed every morning now.
We're seeing a significant increase on all the modes of transportation, certainly since September 1st.
At Fort Hood, Texas, a military jury has sentenced Private Lindy England to 3 years behind bars for abusing Iraqi prisoners at Abu Ghraib. Retired Army Judge Advocate General Michael Nardotti says England was fortunate to avoid even more prison time.
Unfortunately for her, the pictures spoke a thousand words. It didn't support the idea that she was necessarily doing something that she didn't want to do.
Two people whose tips solved the notorious finger in the Wendy's chili case are cashing in. Company spokesman Denny Lynch says they'll split a $100,000 reward for showing Wendy's wasn't to blame.
It had a dramatic effect on the restaurants, certainly in San Jose, but also throughout the Bay Area. Really hurt sales, caused employees to lose the number of hours that they worked. There were some layoffs.
One tipster wasn't identified. The other employed the Las Vegas man whose wife admitted planting the finger in an attempt to sue Wendy's and collect some money. They fought over Terri Schiavo while she was alive. Now that she's dead, her parents and siblings and her husband will fight it out again. Not in court, but on bookstore shelves. Both sides are working on books about the epic legal struggle, and both versions should be out next March. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up 4 points. This is CBS News.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, an innovation so advanced it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free better sleep video. Call 1-800-719-0111. The Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress contours every curve of your body. You'll sleep more soundly, wake more energized. For people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. Call Tempur-Pedic now for a free video and sample at 1-800-719-0111. That's 1-800-719-0111.
All right, what do we have?
Male patient trying to get a loan for a car.
They're checking his credit now.
What's the status?
Looks like he's got some credit problems.
Seen this before. What's his credit score?
He doesn't know, doctor.
Well, he went for a loan without knowing his credit score?
We're losing the loan!
All right, I'm going to call it.
How's your financial health? With Score Power from Equifax, you get your credit report and credit score. It's the first step to healthy credit.
Doctor, there's a woman trying
to... .com.
Wells Fargo. No matter what stage you're at in life, nobody can help you like Wells Fargo. The next stage.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
4 hours, you're seeing some trouble with one accident southbound 225 at Yosemite. Other than that, seem to be doing okay. Southbound I-25 moving along just fine for your ride into downtown and through T-Rex. I-70 checking clear as you make your way between Wheat Ridge and Aurora. C-470 and the Turnpike, both trouble-free at the moment. And around town, things look good on the Arapahoe Broadway Bayside and Belmont. Still pretty quiet on the diagonal Highway 93 and Foothills Parkway. Checking the weather, showers off and on this morning with highs around 60 for the day. Right now, it's 49 degrees. Applejack Wine and Spirits is celebrating being named National Retailer of the Year by holding their first ever storewide sale. Save 15 to 35% on all domestic wines, top-selling beers, and 1.75-liter spirits. Applejack is number one for a reason, and you don't want to miss this incredible sale. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
The Majority Report, weeknights 8 to 11.
What support for George Bush means, what you're saying to the world and to your neighbors here in this country is, I don't care. I don't care about the air. I don't care about law. I don't care about older people. I don't care about the troops. I don't care about public education.
I just don't care.
So you're either dumb or you're cruel.
The Majority Report, weeknights at 8. Now on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Sponsored in part by the American Jewish Committee. I'm Charles Osgood. Michael Brown, the ex-head of FEMA, must have felt yesterday under siege before a congressional committee the way he felt in New Orleans a couple of weeks ago.
You folks fell on your face. You get an F- in my book.
Mississippi Democrat Gene Taylor told Brown.
People thought there was some federal expertise out there. It wasn't. Not from you.
Brown blamed the city and state officials.
My biggest mistake was not recognizing by Saturday that Louisiana was dysfunctional.
In New Orleans, when Mayor Ray Nagin heard that.
Obviously, Mr. Brown is, you know, maybe under a lot of pressure. I feel kind of sorry for him in a way.
More after this for the American Jewish Committee.
The following is a paid announcement.
It was years in the making, but America, increasingly dependent on oil, is slowly coming to its senses. Tragically, it required the destruction wrought by two hurricanes as oil prices skyrocketed and supplies declined. And it needed the wake-up call of 9/11 and the realization that our petrodollars were going to those who teach and preach hatred of us. But judging from comments by elected officials and auto industry leaders, there's a growing awareness that it's high time to come to grips with the energy question. And in America, where there's a will, there's a way. There's much to be done, but the first thing ought to be increasing fuel economy standards for cars and trucks. The technology is there. What's been missing is political vision and courage from Washington. True, we have red states and blue states, but enhancing our national security by reducing our need for imported oil ought to be a red, white, and blue issue, uniting us all. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
In the days after Katrina, Dr. Brobson Lutz commandeered his own ambulance to help the injured and kept dead bodies in his home because FEMA wouldn't retrieve them, nor would the city or state.
New Orleans was the city that FEMA forgot, the governor forgot, and the mayor just didn't take care of.
Ray Nagin.
Look, I'm the mayor of the city, and, you know, I probably could have done some things better than what I did.
At the hearing, Congressman Taylor said of Michael Brown,
I'm surprised things didn't go worse as far as the federal response. He was the wrong man for the wrong job at the wrong time.
Brown tried to defend himself.
I know what I'm doing, and I think I do a pretty darn good job of it.
He said his role was to coordinate, and Republican Christopher Shays of Connecticut jumped all over him.
I want to know how you coordinated the evacuation.
By urging the governor and the mayor to order the mandatory evacuation.
And that's coordinating?
What would you like for me to do? I guess you want me to be the superhero that is going to step in there and suddenly take everybody out of New Orleans.
The Osgood File. I'm Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Tonight, NBC starts with an all-new Apprentice Martha Stewart.
Exciting as can be.
Followed by the year's hottest new drama, E-Ring. Benjamin Bratt and Dennis Hopper inside the Pentagon.
You do what you gotta do.
Shots fired. We have a man down, sir.
Then, an all-new Law & Order event. Law & Order and Law & Order SVU. Together on one amazing case.
They never knew what hit them.
Oh, my God.
The Apprentice Martha Stewart, E-Ring, and the Law & Order crossover event. NBC Tonight.
The Osgood Files, September 28th, 2005.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 6:09, 9 minutes after 6, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here at 303-713-7600. 40% chance of showers before 10 o'clock this morning, then gradually becoming partly sunny and a high today only of around 54 degrees. Yes, this is the time of the morning where the rubber meets the road, as they say. Because, you know, there's so much stuff to talk about, and I always sit here every morning with John Turk, who produces this show. I always sit here and say, well, what do you think we should talk about first? I mean, obviously everybody wants to talk about Michael Brown, or maybe everybody doesn't want to talk about Michael Brown. Maybe you didn't see Michael Brown in the hot seat for 6 hours yesterday. There is the Lindy England story, which bothers me. The story about this about private Army private Army PFC Lindy England. You know, I'm tempted to get into this. There's also a new story about illegal immigration, and the Denver Post has done a wonderful story on the front page today about the oil prices. We're also going to get into Bill Frist's stock problems in about an hour from now. But, you know, the thing is, with Army Private Lindy England, who posed for some of the most infamous pictures of detainees and the abuse at Baghdad's Abu Ghraib prison, she was sentenced to 3 years behind bars yesterday. The jury of five Army officers needed about 90 minutes Tuesday to determine their sentence for England, the most recognizable of the nine low-ranking reservists charged in the scandal that severely damaged America's image in the Muslim world and tarnished the U.S. military at home and abroad. The charges against a 22-year-old reservist from rural West Virginia carried up to 9 years, but the prosecutor, Captain Chris Gravine, asked the jury to imprison her for four to 6 years. The defense asked for no time behind bars. England, who was convicted Monday on 6 to 7 counts involving a prisoner mistreatment, spent some time with her 11-month-old son Carter before being escorted out to the out of the Fort Hood courthouse. Her reddened eyes stared straight ahead as she made her way to a waiting van. Neither prosecutors nor defense lawyers would speak with reporters after the sentence was announced. Here's my feeling about this. Did she get enough time? That's number one. And then here's the other thing. Does this settle the scandal in your mind? Because to me, this scandal goes higher up. It definitely goes higher up. But none of the higher ups in the Pentagon, none of the higher ups in this government, it seems like, are ever going to be held responsible. I mean, good Lord, Bush can't even say the name Abu Ghraib.
Under the dictator, prisons like Abu Ghraib at Abu Ghraib.
So I don't know if anybody feels the way I do about this. What they basically have done is they've taken people on the lower end of the rung of the ladder and tried all of them, and while the big shots got away. And 303-713-7600, if you want to comment about this, because I was thinking about it yesterday and I was thinking about it this morning, Army PFC Lindy England. I mean, she's not the most appealing person in the world, and granted, I'm not trying to make an argument that she should get off the hook. She said she did what she did to please her boyfriend, which to me is a really lame excuse. But the whole handling of prisoners, I don't think rests in her lap or the lap of the others. I think it goes up higher. I think it goes up higher up the ladder. And once again, which this administration is just key about this. You know, they're always talking about personal responsibility. They're always talking about how people should take personal responsibility. But this is an administration that doesn't want to take responsibility for anything, it seems like. And, zilch do they want to take responsibility. And do you believe that Abu Ghraib just happened because those soldiers just decided to engage in this kind of activities? Or do you think it came from higher up? See, I think it came from higher up. And this has been going on now
for quite a while. And nobody in the administration has taken the fall for this. Not Donald Rumsfeld, not Alberto Gonzalez. Nobody. And we've had not only this Abu Ghraib situation, but we've had this extraordinary rendition where they fly people to different countries whose standards of human rights are different. John McCain has struggled to try to get the administration and the Pentagon to enact rules of conduct similar to what's in the military handbook about the humane treatment of prisoners, and can't get anywhere. The White House opposes it. We're still holding people without trial. I just wonder if you're satisfied, because I'm not, with Lindy England, who posed with the most infamous pictures, and I'm not trying to get her off the hook here. This is not the free Lindy England hour. But I just wonder if anybody feels like I do, that it just goes higher than this. That she did not act alone. And that there was a culture of abuse in Abu Ghraib and possibly in Guantanamo as well. And what this does for the United States and the United States' image as far as human rights goes. And it doesn't do a lot. And it seems like we make mistake after mistake after mistake. You know, there's a story in the paper today. Karen Hughes, who is kind of like Bush's unofficial nanny, got a job to remake the image of the United States and to help with the image of the United States among the world. So what did she do? She ends up going to Saudi Arabia and lecturing about 50 women in Saudi Arabia how they can't drive. And about how that's wrong. So the first thing she does when she goes over there is she insults them, basically. And it just seems like this administration is just riddled with incompetence. And no one ever pays a price. Who pays a price? 303-713-7600 if you want to talk. I got four open lines, and we'll do it here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, coming up at 6:16, 16 minutes after the hour on AM 760.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Club Sky presents Pyrofusion Fridays. Watch fire dancers as they perform every Friday night at Club Sky. DJ Devastate will heat up the dance floor with the hottest top 40 in-house mixes. Try the blazing hot Pyrotini. All at Club Sky, located above Jackson's and Lodo. Visit maxnights.com for more details. Don't know where to go tonight? Log on to maxnights.com and get VIP passes and special invites to Denver's premier parties.
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
It's that time of year again. Call 303-7-WINDOW now to get 40% off on American Exterior's quality replacement windows that will save you money on energy bills, add value to, and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. So if you need to replace your windows, call 303-7-WINDOW and get 40% off on their quality replacement windows. For more details, go to 303-7window.com. Not valid with any other offer. Restrictions apply.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
Imagine becoming a millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape, 1-800-991-7748. That's 1-800-991-7748. 1-800-991-7748.
Pain in the heels, the ball of the foot, knee, hip, or back pain. Mary and I have used them, and it really made a difference, and it'll make a difference for you too. You get the comfort and balance and support that your body needs and that you've been looking for. So call Foot Effects at 1-866-886-FOOT. That's 1-866-886-FOOT. Or do what I would do, which is stop by there in Westminster at 120th and Sheridan next to the Chipotle. Talk to them about what's going on. And you know what? They'll help you out because they've got the stuff to get you that balance and that comfort that you desperately need. Foot Effects, 1-866-886-FOOT. Or online at FOOTEF.
At 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com. See website for details and licensing equal housing opportunity.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 619, 19 minutes after 6. 40% chance of showers before 10 o'clock this morning, then becoming partly sunny with a high of around 54. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. You know, the other thing I forgot to ask you about this private Lindy England thing is, do you think that 3 years is enough time considering what she did, or should she have received the full 9? Because that's what she could have gotten. She could have gotten 9 years. Now, the prosecution asked for 4 to 6 years. And she ended up with 3. Do you think she got enough time? And do you think that the ones that are higher up on the ladder here and on the food chain escaped, while the ones that are in the lower end, like a private, get hung out to dry? 303-713-7600. I've got 3 lines open. So get off your half moons this morning and get involved. Here's Eric and Elizabeth. Eric, you're on AM 760. What's up?
Hey, Jay, I've been listening to the show for quite a while now, and I just think you're getting better and better. It's fantastic. So
thanks a lot. I really appreciate that. You're more than kind.
Hey, sort of digress on your last comments before the break were about, paying the price.
Oh, we're losing this call.
Oh, and am I still there?
Yeah, now you're all right. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. And, it's funny because I was thinking back to the book that we all had to read in school, 1984, which for a while seemed like it was irrelevant because it really was an allegory about the McCarthyism and communism and that sort of thing. But it's more and more relevant. And what we're seeing in schools and high schools these days is a lack of education in civics. We've got kids, 17, 18-year-olds, lining up to join the military forces, which I think is a great and noble thing, but in the face of the kind of conflicts they're getting sent over to fight right now, it's just crazy that we're sending our kids off to die for stupid things. And when you read books like 1984 and read the language and then listen to the language coming out of this administration, war is peace, good is bad, up is down, it's the exact kind of doublespeak that we saw that we read in that book, and we see it happening now, and people just don't realize it. And a lot of it is because there's no civics education going on in high schools. Kids aren't being taught to see that their leaders are lying to them, and then they're lining up to go fight wars, and they're just dying, and parents grieve over it, and they say, you know, how could this happen to my child? Well, it's because we educated them not to pay attention to their government.
Yeah, you know, you would think that anybody who would go to high school would at least get some education about the idea of human rights and the way you treat others. And I don't know what, you know, Army Private Lindy England, I don't know what her education is. I don't know how far she went in school. But where in the world did that awful idea come from of what she did and the way we conducted ourselves at Abu Ghraib? Where did that idea come from? That's the thing. That's the thing I'm very, very interested in.
The thing that's really amazing is we have such amazing standards in our civic culture. Somebody once said that living in America is advanced civics, and in many ways it is. But you know, we've got the Electoral College, which is certainly not easy to understand. But you're right. Basic right and wrong. If somebody's old enough to join the service, we assume that they're able to tell basic right from wrong and to stop and say, well, wait a minute, I really shouldn't be doing this. And most of the time, if it seems wrong, it probably is. It's not rocket science to say, oh, wait a minute, this is not a good thing to do. But, you know, we don't think, and we don't teach our kids to think anymore, and we don't expect them to think, except when all of a sudden, oh, wow, this is really horrible. Well, you know, how bad did things have to get before you can't tell right from wrong anymore?
All right, do you think that the 3 years is enough, or do you think she should have gotten the full nine?
You know, I really don't know. I guess it's one of those things where you look at it and say, you know, what good is it? Well, what's our penal system for? What's the military penal system for? Is it to punish or is it to correct? I don't know.
I think it's to punish. I don't think the military or even the regular civilian penal system is about correcting. I think it's about punishment, and I think it's about, in some cases, making better criminals.
Yeah. Well, in many ways, you're right. I don't know what we're going to get out of 3 years versus 9 years. For Private England, I really don't know. I think you're right, though. The people above her got off scot-free. There's no way that people in the military do these kinds of things without being told what to do. I mean, let's face it, they can't wipe themselves without being told what to do, at least at that level. It's not that they can't, it's that they don't. And, you know, it's because that's the way chain of command works.
All right, Eric. Hey, thanks, man. Thanks for a great call. All right, appreciate it. That frees up a line at 303-713-7600. Okay, did Private England get what she deserved, which was 3 years, or do you think she should have gotten the full 9 years? And do you think that the higher-ups got off scot-free and that those on the lower end of the food chain, like Private Lindy England, that they're the ones that have to take all the blame? Now, you know, she did pose in those pictures, showing her holding a naked prisoner on a leash and posing with a pyramid of naked detainees and pointing to the genitals of a prisoner with a cigarette hanging from the corner of her mouth. You might remember that. But where did this abuse idea come from? Did Lindy England just decide to do this one day, or her boyfriend insisted that she do it? Or were the higher-ups involved in some of this? Marshall in Arvada. Marshall, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Marshall.
I see this more as an indication of how the entire Iraq war has been handled from the beginning. With there isn't enough troops over there, the planning wasn't put in place, and we have amazing men and women in our military. And, you know, they're put under amazing stress over there, and they're going to try to figure out any way to get by. And they're going to have, you know, with the resources they have, they're going to try to do the best job they can. And what happens is when you don't have people like Lindy England supervised and you don't have the proper chain command enforced because half the people over there are contractors, then what happens is you have a breakdown in command. And that's what's happened is Lindy England, you know, they didn't have the proper command structure in place, and she just slipped through the cracks, and it's more indicative of how the entire Iraq war has been handled. And I really think that something like this could probably happen again because of this administration's refusal to put the proper resources over there to conduct this war.
I think it's indicative of the entire administration and how they don't seem to be prepared for anything.
But the thing that bothers me is that, you know, when people... There's been study after study that when people are put in these types of situations and there isn't a defined command structure, that what happens is the right and wrong breaks down. You don't have a good barometer or compass on what is right and wrong unless you have the right type of command structure over there to ensure that, you know, policies are being enforced. And I think that broke down from the beginning because if you really read the story, they had contractors intermixed with them.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think this goes right back to the initial way we went into Iraq without the proper amount of troops. And instead we're backstown with people that have no business doing those types of positions.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I mean, you're right. She didn't have the proper training to be able to handle the position she was in. All right, so is the 3 years fine enough with you, or do you think she should have gotten the 9?
I think she should have gotten more to send a message that this will not be tolerated. But, I mean, I still go back to you got to give those people the resources to do their job and the supervision and the chain of command so this stuff doesn't happen.
Yeah, you know what, Marshall, I would agree 100% with you. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to Joe in Denver. Joe, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
Just fine.
Good. So, you know, this problem, we have a caller a few minutes ago was talking about education. And the big problem, we have two Trojan horses, and where people... have a lot of money and influence, and their allegiance is to other countries and not this country.
And who are you talking about that's doing that?
Well, one was with Israel, the other's with the Mexicans.
Well, what do you mean one's with Israel?
Well, what happened was that over a period of time after the war, we had Shanker with the United Federation of Teachers that destroyed our school system.
Nobody with the United Federation of Teachers destroyed our school system. Give me one example. Give me one example of that.
Well,
what has that got to do with Israel?
Well, what happens when people want to take over the country?
Well, who are these people who want to take over the country?
I think you had it first. You had the Jewish, some parts of the Jewish community.
Oh, the Jewish community wanted to take over the country.
Because
you know what? It's 6:30 in the morning. The Jews want to take over the country.
I'm an American.
Yeah, you're an American. You know what you are? You're a brainstem. Get off the phone. Get off the phone, you elder brainstem, you anti-Semitic slip rod. Oh, God. We got to get this at 6:30 in the morning. Let's just go to the traffic.
Okay, well, we do have some problems working right now. Southbound I-25 loaded up from Thornton Parkway up to a couple cars off to the shoulder near the Turnpike. There's some trivia going with that. Get by it and says, or actually looks pretty good for the ride into downtown through 2X. Eastbound I-70 crews are busy with a crash right around Peoria, 6th Avenue, 6th and 70, and the Turnpike all looking pretty good at the moment. And around town, we're in good shape on Arapahoe, Broadway, Bayside, and Belmont. Then things starting to pick up again on the diagonal Foothills Parkway and Highway 93. I'm checking the weather. Showers off and on this morning with highs right around 60 for the day. We're sitting at about 49 degrees at the moment. Find Rapid Screen mobile emissions testing today and tomorrow at I-70 and Federal, I-76 and 96th Avenue, Table Mesa and Foothills Parkway, Heritage Roads and Colfax, and Highway 285 and Federal. Learn more at aircarcolorado.com or call 303-456-7090. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulders.
Join Freedom Harley-Davidson this Saturday for Rocktoberfest at Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. The best all-American bikes and accessories and free German food and beer served at noon for FAC members. Live music with American Soil and a seminar presented by the Chrome Specialist starting at 11. Don't miss Rocktoberfest Saturday only at Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth.
Join Freedom Harley-Davidson Sunday for Bikers for a Cure to benefit the fight against breast cancer. Go to freedomh-d.com for details.
Happy New Year!
Jim?
It's still summer.
Well, yeah, but 2006 is here now at Freedom Harley-Davidson.
Get to Freedom Harley-Davidson and see the huge selection of brand-new 2006 models in stock now. Plus, the new fall line of genuine Harley-Davidson apparel is in, too. Freedom Harley-Davidson is on Colfax, two blocks west of Wadsworth. Or check freedomhd.com for more info. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride at Freedom Harley-Davidson.
Happy New Year!
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at MaxNights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Club Sky presents Pyrofusion Fridays. Watch fire dancers as they perform every Friday night at Club Sky. DJ Devastate will heat up the dance floor with the hottest top 40 in-house mixes. Try the blazing hot pyro tea. All at Club Sky, located above Jackson's and Lodo. Visit MaxNights.com for more details. Don't know where to go tonight? Log on to MaxNights.com and get VIP passes and special invites to Denver's premier parties.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-773-3118. That's 1-800-773-3118. 1-800-773-3118.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill's Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at G3.com. Denver.
Come on. Jeez. The Mexicans and the Jews are trying to take over the country. I mean, unbelievable. Unbelievable. Or as Lou Dobbs always says, remarkable. He uses that term a lot. Maybe I use the term unbelievable too much. But it amazes me that in the year 2005, there are people out there who think that way. That old argument about Jews being loyal to another country. Like their real loyalty isn't to the United States, their loyalty is to Israel. I'm Jewish and I've heard that all of my life from bigots like that last caller. I wonder how many Jews died in World War II fighting for America to stop fascism. How many Jews died in Vietnam? Or how about Korea? And the same thing with Mexicans. I mean, you got to scapegoat people. And I just won't tolerate it. And I know I'll get complaints. I know I'll get complaint emails. Oh, you know, you shouldn't have done that. You shouldn't have hung up on the guy. Well, you know what? That's tough. Because that little diatribe there had nothing to do with Lindy England. That had to do with being bigoted and attacking people for either their religious or their nationality. And I'm just not going to. There's no way. It's 6:36 in the morning. 24 minutes before 7, I'm going to tolerate that. I got three lines open at 303-713-7600. Do you think Lindy England got it enough time? She got 3 years behind bars, but she could have gotten up to 9 years. The prosecution asked for 4 to 6 years. And coming up after 7 o'clock, we'll talk about Bill Frist's tax problems and also Michael Brown defending FEMA's efforts. We'll talk about that as well. Let's go to Preston in Denver. Preston, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Preston.
I think the previous caller provides some insight into what the problem is. There is a lot of bigotry being cultivated and people getting this view of the world that they're under attack from these evil forces. So when we consider who's responsible for what Lindy England did, I think we need to consider the propagandists, people like Michael Savage, who project...
Oh, you mean Michael Weiner?
Yep. Michael Weiner, who's constantly projecting an image of Arab people as these unhuman demons. And so I think by the time someone not very well educated, like Lindy England, goes there and gets in this circumstance, you know, she thinks she's attacking these subhuman people who threaten Western civilization and need to be destroyed one way or another, physically or psychologically.
You know something, though? If you're going to send people to do a job, and you're going to send them over there, and what they're going to be is prison guards, you know, you have to send people who are properly trained.
Yeah.
You can't just send people who have no training. People who have no training get into trouble. And when you have no leadership higher up, then you get into more trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, as much as we think about, well, how difficult can it be to guard a bunch of prisoners? It is. It's a difficult job. It's something you should be trained for. And you should definitely be aware of human rights. And I don't think that we've ever bothered to train any of those people. I mean, I know that some Republican can call up, and so, you know, or some right winger can call up here and say, oh, you know, listen, you know, you're whining about the entire situation here and you're being unfair. But you know something? This administration strikes me as never being prepared for anything, for never being prepared for Katrina, Rita, for this war in Iraq, to send a kid, which is basically what she is, 22 years old, over there to watch, you know, prisoners.
I mean,
who does that?
Yeah, I think it's not that they're not getting training. I think it's the training they get.
I don't think they get the proper training. I think if you went and looked at those people, and if you asked them to come forward and ask them what training they got, whether they went through any training on how to guard prisoners properly, about what human rights is and about abuses and all of that stuff, I don't think that it's there. I don't think that it's there at all.
You're right. They're not getting that kind of training. But when they're turning on the TV or getting any number of action adventure films, they're getting a training of the mind regarding Arab people. And in other locations, they're getting a training regarding Mexican immigrants. I mean, Tom Tancredo, every chance he gets, he's talking about these evil Mexicans coming over, taking over the country. And that man was just repeating the spirit of what Tancredo and Boyles are doing, like, every other day.
Well, see, I agree with that. But when you get to this Lindy England thing, you know, you can't. You can't take people and put them in a situation in which they're in over their heads and then look the other way. And I'm not so sure that she did this with Arabs, but I'm not so sure that this same kind of behavior couldn't replicate itself even if they were Caucasian Americans.
Yeah, one last comment. In our prisons, I think, also should be providing opportunities for personal growth. They shouldn't have, you know, right-wing version of Christianity rammed down their throat, and they shouldn't be deprived of books and other opportunities to heal themselves. And the thing is, you know, we went into Iraq allegedly for one reason, because Saddam had rape rooms. But we've got these government-sponsored rape rooms all over this country in the form of our prisons. Oh. And the thing is, we laugh about it.
Yeah, no question, our prison system is horrible.
You know, don't bend over for the soap in the shower room, hearty har har har. Isn't that funny? We laugh about the rape rooms that we've developed, and we need to grow ourselves as a society.
Yeah, well, I don't disagree with that. Thank you, Preston. Appreciate the call. And I know that, that you know, at 6:40 in the morning, 20 minutes away from 7, I may be ranting and raving here. I'd said somebody send me an email saying that's all you ever do is rant and rave and whatever. But I'm not trying to rant and rave, but it strikes me that I don't know whether she should have gotten 9 years. I don't know whether she should have had to serve the full boat. She only got 3. But she couldn't have gotten much training. I would love to I'd love to see what training she received. I'm not trying to excuse her either. 303-713-7600. I got 2 lines open. It's 641 on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. It's, what does that make that? 18 minutes? 19 minutes, I'm sorry, in front of 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. We'll take more of your calls coming up. I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. Did Lindy England get, was her sentence correct, or should she have gotten the full 9 years? And do you think that the higher-ups got off while people like Lindy England on the lower end of the ladder, well, they got to serve time.
Well, go to Mile High Harley-Davidson at I-70 and Airport. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulders.
Not that much driving, but we got a wonderful, wonderful deal on this car from Rocky's Autos. And I talk a lot about Rocky's Autos, and they've got virtually anything you could want in the way of great cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs. And they've got one of the largest selections in Colorado. So if you need a pickup truck, if you need a minivan, if you need a fuel-efficient automobile, they've got it all. They've got Fords, Chevys, and Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and the list just goes on and on. You can check it out for yourself at rockysautos.com. Make sure you put an S on autos. And not only can you check out the massive inventory, but you can get pre-qualified as well. And don't forget, Rocky's matching down sale still is going on, which gives you a chance to really save some good money. So if you put up to, and it'll work up to $1,500. So if you put $1,500 down, they'll put $1,500 down, and it's like having $3,000 down to put on a car. And don't forget about the worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles. 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. This is from United Car Care and Carfax, too. You know, when we bought our car, we got Carfax, and we were able to look and see where the car originally came from and how many owners it had, and it gives you all this really valuable information. I'm very passionate about Rockies. One, because they're big supporters of AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, and two, you know, the other thing is they're really good people to deal with. So see my friends out there, Tom and Marv Alshire, the Alshire brothers, Spanky or Colby or Roger or any of the gang out to Rockies, Jim Monroe, Marilyn's brother. Check them out. They're good folks.
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
It's that time of year again. Call 303-7-WINDOW now to get 40% off on American Exterior's quality replacement windows that will save you money on energy bills, add value to, and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. So if you need to replace your windows, call 303-7-WINDOW and get 40% off on their quality replacement windows. For more details, go to 303-7window.com. Not valid with any other offer. Restrictions apply.
Imagine becoming a millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-991-7748. That's 1-800-991-7748. 1-800-991-7748.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new, built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
Imagine becoming a millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-400-6096. That's 1-800-400-6096. 1-800-400-6096.
Who seem to have walked away, both in the Pentagon and also outside the Pentagon. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Steve in Larimer County. Steve, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, I'm sorry, Scott. Go ahead, Scott.
I think, Miss England, she should have gotten more time. I definitely think that.
You think she should have done the full 9 years?
I don't know about the full 9 years. I think, to some extent, maybe, those people who were, deciding how long she was going to serve and stuff may have been sending a message, too. I don't know. One of the things I wanted to really call about was you had mentioned earlier about, how could this have happened? How could abuse and torture and things happen and Americans being the perpetrators and things? I think there's kind of three things that are going on here. We committed to a war on the cheap. We didn't have enough troops in there. We were trying to save the number of troops going in, save on money, save on everything. I think the leadership was, once they got into this, Bush and Rumsfeld and Cheney and all those people, it's kind of, we've got to figure out larger ways to make this work, and why not try torture and things. And part of that being on the cheap is those contractors in there.
Oh, yeah, contractors who were involved in it. You're right.
I know our troops take an oath of office. Who are these contractors accountable to?
They're accountable to the people who employ them. Similar to the Blackwater security folks who are operating in the New Orleans, running around like a paramilitary, intimidating people.
Exactly. And the other, I think, a key point in here is that, torture and doing this sort of stuff, it's always been around and stuff. How many little wars over the decades has America been involved in and used these type of methods?
Or have well, see, that I can't, you know, that I can't answer. I mean, I don't think we had this kind of,
I mean, Iran-Contra, there was torture.
Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah,
on in Central America.
Yeah.
And while we may have not been doing it,
yeah,
we were precipitating that happening in those countries.
You're right.
Look at our means.
Yeah, look at the training that was going on at the School of Americas in Georgia. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, so that's always been around, and it's kind of, Bush and his cronies and everything, it's like, we've always kind of done this on the sly. Why not pull it in here and see if we can get some more, intelligence or, create fear within the population over in Iraq or with the insurgents. And, we have the control here, and, let's go ahead and try this.
Doesn't that just make you feel like, it makes me think to myself, come on, we've got to be better than that. Doesn't that make you feel that way?
We don't have to be better. I mean, how many wars has this country been involved in for the right and just reasons? And how many people have we saved and liberated? And, for reasons other than oil.
Right.
Reasons other than wealth.
Well, it's like,
that's always the undercurrent to some extent, but, you know, for the good of humanity.
Well, that's why Studs Terkel calls World War II the last good war.
So that's kind of all I've got.
Well, you know what? You got a lot. Thank you, pal. Great call.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. And he's right about that. I mean, look at the School of Americas in Georgia where we were, you know, teaching these guys how to torture and how to kill their countrymen in Central and South America. Let's go to Kurt in Centennial. Kurt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good, Kurt. How about yourself?
I'm surviving. Hey, I want to concentrate on the higher-up part of your question. First off, I do not think Linda England should have even gotten 3 years. She should have gotten one. She's not responsible for all this over there. The responsibility for all this lays with Donald Rumsfeld and George W. Bush. You cannot tell me that Linda England and other military personnel, and by the way, you were right about their training. They did not get any training.
No, they were just dumped over there.
Right. They were not the professional prison MPs that would be expected to be in charge of prisoners in a situation like that. But the person who I think we're missing the focus on, I cannot remember his name, but I think it's Miller, Lieutenant General Miller, the guy that set up Guantanamo, and then they sent him over to Iraq to set up the same methods at Abu Ghraib. And he's still running around.
Yeah, he's still out there.
You know, and he'll probably get a Medal of Freedom, you know, after everything's done.
And then there's that female commander, too, who got relieved, and I can't think of her name.
Yeah, and she had to know what was going on. Admittedly, she got relieved, but I think there's a cover-up of this whole thing. And Miller is the guy that brought in all these operations. And another aspect of Abu Ghraib that we don't talk about is all these folks that have been charged, they've all testified that there were military intelligence people who were coming in and instructing them to do this stuff.
Yeah.
And those people are completely unaccountable. But you can't tell me that what was going on over there at Abu Ghraib, that Donald Rumsfeld had no idea what was going on.
Or Alberto Gonzalez, for that matter.
Exactly. I mean, he's the one who wrote the memo. I mean, and this guy, the Attorney General of the United States, God help us.
I know.
I didn't think they could get any worse than John Ashcroft, but they found somebody. But the higher-ups had to know. They had to know. And Americans have got to understand that the ultimate responsibility rests with Bush. And your earlier caller talking about the School of the Americas. Let's keep in mind some of the people that George W. Bush brought back into his administration. Negroponte,
yep,
and Elliot Abrams.
Yep.
And they ran the School of Americas. They set it up.
Yeah, you're right about that.
You can't tell me there's no connection.
See, I believe there is. I'm not so sure about how much time she should have gotten. Maybe 3 years is enough. Maybe, you know, 9 is excessive. But what bothers me, and it's always going to continue to bother me, and what made me say, you know what, I got to just at least try to talk about this on the air this morning, is exactly what you're saying, which is that the higher-ups are going to skate, as they always do, and the people on the bottom rung of the ladder are the ones that are going to have to pay for this, and America's just going to move on and forget about it, and I don't think it's something that should be forgotten about.
And isn't that the modus operandi of this whole administration?
Yes.
The people at the top get away with everything, and it's the people at the bottom, the working class people that are making the country run on a day-to-day basis, that are going to get screwed for the benefit of the rich and the oil companies and Halliburton. It's shameful. We have Robert Scheer had a great column, I don't know whether it was yesterday or the day before, about how, you know, this is now a government by corporate cronyism.
It's exactly what it is. And Time Magazine's got that report out about all these Bush cronies, all these politically connected people getting all of these gigs.
Yeah, and my sincere hope is that the situation that's going on with Abramoff is going to eventually lead them to Karl Rove, and then hopefully Dick Cheney and George Bush, and we can impeach the whole lot.
There's an article this morning in the newspaper about how the probe into Abramoff and the probe into what went on in Texas may Tom DeLay may end up getting indicted over it.
Let's hope so. And did you see the article about the federal prosecutor that received when he was going to start investigating Abramoff over what was going on in Guam?
Right.
And, you know, and that Abramoff took DeLay out there.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
On that trip. You can't tell me that DeLay you know, didn't know all this. He's a criminal from day one, and I hope they nail him.
Yeah, I do too. Thank you, man. Great call.
Okay, take care, Jay.
Okay, see you later. 656 at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Have I got time to squeeze in one more? Oh, let's go to Paul in Kittredge. Paul, you're on AM 760.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi, Paul.
How are you? Hey, look, my brother, I told you last week or so that I received the first email from him. He's in Iraq now. He's actually in one of the prisons. He basically does intake and whatnot, gets him tested for tuberculosis. But anyway, he's saying these people are very, very respectable. They're kind people, the ones that are being detained. So with him saying that firsthand experience, it leads me to believe that Lindsey England, is that it? Lindsey England?
Lindsey England?
Yeah, I think it's more of a, you know, everybody's saying, is it from higher up or is this just some couple of bad apples? I think, I mean, first of all, look how, she's not a very big girl. So if she was able to get all these people to, you know, stack in pyramids, if my memory serves me correct.
Yeah, you're right about that.
I mean, she's not a big girl, so this is a coordinated event. This is something that higher up said, "Hey, let's do this." You know, and who would think of this? Who would think of to stack pyramid, human pyramids? You know, it's for nothing more than
humiliate.
Yeah, exactly. So, in my opinion, I think she shouldn't have got any time. I think personally that from her chain of command, from her point up, is what needed to be more investigated rather than pointing a finger at a PFC. I'm an ex-military guy. I was in the Army for 2 years right after the first Gulf War, and it just the perspective of where I come from, you don't act on anything unless you're told to do, especially at her pay rate. A PFC is nothing more than it's 60 or 70 bucks more a month as opposed to first enlisted, an E2. Or E3, or E1, rather. I mean, it's nothing more than that. And there's, for her to get the finger pointed at her and to absorb most of the blame to get 3 years, I think is absolutely ridiculous.
So you're basically making, you're basically supporting my case that it's higher up the chain.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt in my mind. Like I said, I was in the Army and PFC. I would do things for some, when I was in the military, if asked upon to do things, I would have done them just because there's a bit of respect. You know, if a higher up who you have respect for says, "Hey, why don't you go ahead and make those guys stack up in a human pyramid, and while you're at it, why don't you, you know, look funny while you're taking a picture or something," I would have done it, you know. I mean, especially
right,
at her age.
Paul, thank you. Great call. Thank you for the insight.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to talk about Bill Frist's stock problem and Michael Brown defending FEMA. That's all coming up here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, taking talk radio in a bolder new direction.
Department or visit fightthefightcolorado.com. A message from the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment and the Colorado Broadcasters Association.
Your chance to win $1,000 four times a day.
Less commercial interruption.
More time for Progressive Talk.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KKZN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sitapani.
Not tomorrow, not the next day.
First thing we need is a place to stay.
Did FEMA learn its lesson from Hurricane Katrina? Some people displaced by Hurricane Rita 3 weeks later say the government hasn't done anything for them either.
We waited for 2 hours so we'd be first in line. And we got up there to the desk and the lady said, y'all must have got hammered from Katrina. And was like, no, ma'am, we're from Rita. And she was like, I'm sorry, we can't help.
A Senate committee meets an hour from now to hear from the governors of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. In his House testimony yesterday, ex-director Michael Brown said FEMA's response to Katrina was held back by Louisiana Governor Kathleen Blanco and New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin.
I couldn't find out who was making the decisions about what needed to be done.
Blanco says Brown is out of touch with reality. The Air National Guard officer in charge of evacuating New Orleans blames FEMA for the delay. Brigadier General Broad Vailon tells the Dallas Morning News the effort bogged down when FEMA pulled its personnel out of the city because it didn't think they'd be safe at the Superdome. FEMA says the National Guard refused to guarantee the safety of federal workers. In New Orleans today, Mayor Ray Nagin is set to put out a timetable for most residents to return to the city.
I think it's very important for people to come back to the city and to take a look and gather whatever resources or whatever mementos or whatever valuables they may have and at least understand the tremendous challenge that we have facing us.
America's borders were supposed to be tightened after 9/11, but a report from the Pew Hispanic Center says the number of illegal immigrants slipping into the country has increased to the point where they outnumber legal immigrants.
Virtually everybody who wants to get in across the Mexican border manages to do so.
Pew Center demographer Jeffrey Passel. A Denver doctor is scheduled to get a replacement kidney today, but her own hospital won't perform the transplant because the doctor found her donor on a website instead of waiting to be picked from a donor's list. CBS's Lee Frank has more on the story.
Transplant waiting list nonprofit group United Network of Organ Sharing now acknowledges it can't legislate or regulate how potential donors and recipients meet, so it's becoming easier for those who connect on an internet site such as matchingdonors.com. Today's recipient, Dr. Angelica Carranza, barely knows donor Sandy Miller, a teacher from Ohio who's giving away a spare kidney, saying she just wants to help somebody. Lee Frank, CBS News, Denver.
Helicopters are dropping loads of water on a big brush fire that broke out before sunrise in the Chatsworth section of Los Angeles. Officials say no homes are in danger now, but that could change. The banking industry says past due credit card payments are at an all-time high, 4.76%. It blames high gasoline prices. S&P futures are up 3 points. This is CBS News.
I'm a wife, mom, president of the PTA, member of 8 book clubs, lightning fast potato peeler, oh, and a candidate for mayor.
The less laundry you have to do, the more living you can do. Thanks to the newly designed Maytag Neptune high-efficiency washer, which has the largest front-load capacity available, so you can do more loves in less time, and even a king-size comforter. It's only from the most trusted brand in laundry, Maytag. For less laundry, more life. Depend on us.
Some people think all insurance is the same. They buy the least expensive they can find, and then they have an insurance claim. That's when they learn the hard way that not all insurance companies treat you the same. If being treated fairly and paid quickly are important to you when you or your business has a loss, you want Chubb. When you insure with Chubb, you're buying real insurance. So insure with the best. Insure with Chubb. To learn more, go to Chubb.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We're dealing with a few problems this morning. Stop on I-25, jamming up from 104th. That's because of a couple cars off to the shoulder of the turnpike. Once you get by that, we're stacking up again from Santa Fe to Yale. Eastbound I-70 slows because of a crash just past Peoria, and now we have an accident northbound 225 at Mississippi. It's off to the left shoulder. Now in Louisville, head-on collision on South Boulder Road at Courtesy Road. That has all northbound lanes blocked, so you want to avoid that area if you can this morning. The Diagonal Highway 93 and Foothills Parkway, they're all busy, and the turnpike now slow eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. Checking the forecast, showers off and on this morning with highs in the 60s for the day. Right now we're at 49 degrees. If you want to buy a mattress, go to a mattress store. However, if you want a great night's sleep, go to an Intellibed store in Park Meadows, Flatirons Crossing, Cherry Creek, and one coming to the Bellevue Promenade opening October 18th. Sleep well, live well, Intellibed. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Join AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk September 29th through October 1st for the 24th Annual Great American Beer Festival at Colorado Convention Center. This 3-day
beer booth. Call 303-713-8343 today. Or get more info at g3denver.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7. About a 40% chance of showers before 10 this morning. Then cloudy, and then becoming partly sunny with a high of 54. It's cloudy right now in Boulder. 303-713-7600. Jay Marvin on Boulder's Progressive Talk. AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. We're going to talk to Judd Legum right now. He is the research director of the Center for American Progress and co-editor of the Progress Report. And we're going to talk about Bill Frist's stock problems. Mr. Frist denies doing anything wrong. And Judd, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you know, the first thing I want to say is Frist claims that having this stock is a blind trust, that he has no knowledge of what's in the stock, but yet, didn't he back in 1999, wasn't he one of the key people that tried to block President Clinton's Patient's Bill of Rights proposal?
That's right, and what this illustrates is that Frist, for a long time, has played a lead role in a lot of healthcare issues, and for a long time, has been subject to criticism for owning this stock, but has consistently rejected any suggestion that he sell it.
So he says one thing, but in reality, there's another thing going on here.
Yeah, well, what he's saying now is, well, I wanted to rid myself of this conflict of interest. I wanted to do it for some time. It didn't have anything to do with selling the stock at its peak before it plummeted this summer. But the facts are, when you look over the last 5-6 years, this has repeatedly come up, and he's repeatedly said, no, it's not a conflict. There's no conflict at all. There's nothing wrong with me having this stock.
Yeah, but what I don't understand, and maybe it's because I'm stupid, so you're going to have to explain it to me.
All right.
He says it's in a blind trust.
Yeah.
He says he has no knowledge of what's in there. I mean, does he know that he had the stock in this hospital corporation that his father and his brother founded? Does he know that's worth money? Did he know that the stock was in there? I mean, he claims he has no knowledge of what's in there.
Well, when he said that, that just wasn't true. I think that's what's going on. He tried to claim in 2003 that he didn't know what was in it, that it was illegal for him to know what was in it, but the fact is that he, on dozens of occasions, was informed by his trustee of which kind of stock was getting contributed to the trust. Now, I think what Frist would say, if he was on the program instead of me, is that because the trustee controls this, at any given time, they could buy or sell stock, and anything could be in there. So even though he knew 2 weeks before that statement that he had HCA stock, the trustee could have sold it. But that's also kind of a myth, because he actually wrote specifically into this blind trust agreement that the trustee is under no obligation to diversify the trust. So there's really no basis for him to do that. So it's kind of a little semantic game he's playing with people.
All right, for people who don't know what Frist is in trouble for, and maybe in trouble is not the right word, but he's under suspicion, is that the trustee allegedly dumped all of the stock in this corporation, and right after he dumped the HCA stock, then what ended up happening is the stock tanked, correct?
Yeah, what happened was he sold it in June, directed his trustee to sell it. About a month later, the company came out with a statement saying that their earnings were a lot weaker than they'd been saying, and the stock lost about 10% in one day, ended up losing about 15% from its peak. What's interesting about it is, at the same time Frist was selling it in advance of this announcement, a bunch of HCA insiders were also selling their stock. About six of them sold about $18 million worth of stock right around the time Frist sold his.
And how does he explain this?
He says it's a coincidence. So that's the story, and he's sticking to it.
Wow. That's an amazing answer, really. Actually, it really is. I mean, he doesn't think anybody really buys that, does he?
Well, I think he has little choice but to say that this was unrelated to that, you know, any knowledge he had of that announcement. Because if he did say that, that would be against the law. And that's what the SEC is investigating. That's what the Justice Department is investigating. So when you said before, you know, he might not be in trouble, I think he is definitely in trouble. He's under these serious investigations, and they're going to look into it. And so if it comes out that, in fact, he did know something, it's going to be bad news for Frist.
What's the chances in a heavily Republican-controlled Senate of actually getting an honest ethics hearing?
Well, so far there's been no ethics action at all. So I think right now I don't have a lot of faith in the ethics committees of either House of Congress doing anything. So I wouldn't hold your breath for that.
So the chances are nil, is what you're saying.
I think pretty much slim to none. You know, there is a lot of ethical problems with what he did. Specifically, you're really not supposed to. You know, he contacted his trustee. He was like, "Sell this HCA stock." You're really not supposed to do that unless you have some new duties that would make that specific stock raise a new conflict of interest. But Frist has been the majority leader. He's been the majority leader for 3 years, so unclear what new duties he really has.
And boy, you know, you got to think about it. Here's the thing that struck me when I first read about this, and I thought to myself, well, I don't know how much about the stock market, but I do know that would be considered insider trading, right? Having insider information. Here's a guy who at some point plans to run for the presidency.
Yeah, and that's probably the first casualty of this is his presidential aspirations, because even if he is cleared on technicalities and the SEC and the Justice Department decide he didn't do anything wrong, I think a lot of people are going to be very suspicious of this, and it's going to hurt his aspirations moving forward.
Yeah, do you think, though, that he'll... I noticed that Christopher Cox, who's the head of the SEC, recused himself from this thing, saying that, so there wouldn't be any conflict of interest. What does your gut tell you on this? Does your gut tell you that he got nailed and that he gets nailed? And if so, wasn't it like an incredibly stupid thing to do?
Well, it was a very stupid thing to do, certainly, if he got nailed. You know, I think that the timing is very suspicious, and I think there's a chance that he did know something. If there wasn't, there wouldn't be an investigation right now if this wasn't serious. The Justice Department and the Securities Exchange Commission wouldn't be wasting their time. So there's certainly a reasonable chance that something went wrong, but we'll sort of have to wait and see to find out for sure.
Yeah, this is where I'm naive and constantly amazed at people's actions. Here's a guy who wants to run for the presidency, who's been courting the religious right. Of course, he did make them a little bit angry with his stem cell position, who's the majority leader, and what, he throws it all away, possibly to be able to, because the stock, selling the stock 2 weeks after he sells it, the stock tanks. I mean, why in the world would you do that?
Yeah, the other thing is he's very wealthy outside of this stock, so he's got plenty of money. Certainly,
yeah,
didn't
exactly.
need the money, and he wouldn't be struggling to get food on the table, no matter what the value of his HCA stock was. So that's another thing. But I think there's a certain mentality among people, even very wealthy people, that they want to preserve all of their wealth and try to ratchet it up as high as they can. That's why you've got people like Ken Lay, like Ebbers, who are also very wealthy people who are involved in doing things that are against the law to try to, get even more wealthy and kind of, raise the ante a little bit.
Isn't he one of the most wealthy people in the Senate?
Oh, absolutely. Very wealthy, from his holdings. He was a surgeon. He's got a number of other stock holdings. So this is a very, very wealthy guy. No problems on the money end.
Boy, with everything going on, do you ever sit back and wonder what the hell happened to the Republican Party? I mean, they are in the leadership. I mean, they do control the country, and they've got, like, a lot of power. But it seems like everything from A to Z is coming unraveled for them as of late.
Yeah, and I don't know. You might have talked about this before, but the AP is reporting this could be a really bad day for Tom DeLay. Speculation that he may even be indicted by a grand jury down in Texas today.
Yeah, I talked a little bit about that. What can you tell us about that? He's accused, his political organization is accused of using federal money to influence state races, which is against Texas law, and the chances are he could get snagged today, right?
Yeah, that's the grand jury. The term expires today, so if they're going to do something, it's got to happen today. People for a long time didn't think that DeLay was going to be involved, but the buzz started in Washington, D.C. yesterday afternoon. The Associated Press ended up reporting it last night that DeLay could get roped in on a conspiracy charge. So if that happens, he'd at a minimum have to step down from his leadership post. So this could be a really big deal.
If he steps down, who gets it?
Well, that's unclear. There's some people think that Hassard, in order to avoid a huge infight among the Republicans, might just pick somebody kind of out of left field and put them in on a temporary basis to avoid a huge food fight in the interim.
Mm. All right, Judd, thank you. I really appreciate you being on the program and talking not only about Frist, but also about DeLay and the American Progress Report. I mean, you guys are a great organization. If people want to get more information from you, they can go to www.americanprogress.org. You guys are invaluable, Judd.
Well, thanks a lot, Jay. I always like being on with you.
Oh, yeah, man. Have you back again real soon. Thank you so much, Judd.
Great.
All right, Judd. There's Judd Legum, a research director at the Center for American Progress and co-editor of the Progress Report. And we'll have to keep our eyes out today to see what happens with Tom DeLay. All right, coming up next, whoops. What happened there? My microphone tipped over. Coming up next, Michael Brown defends FEMA. Are you convinced? Or who do you think is responsible for what went on in New Orleans? Michael Brown, Ray Nagin, the mayor of New Orleans, or Kathleen Blanco, the governor of Louisiana? We'll talk about Coco and Jackson. As a matter of fact, when I was down there with the Douglas County Democrats, I think it was Bill Winter, Be the Change, shouted out, "Where are the dogs?" Because I talk about them so often on the air. But, you know, since we took the Purina 130-day challenge, and we took it quite a while ago, it definitely has benefited our dogs, Coco and Jackson. They're definitely Purina dogs. And here's a question about your health. Are you one of the many people trying to incorporate yogurt in your own diet as a healthy food choice? Well, you know what? How about this? Now's your opportunity to have your dog try the new Purina One dog food that's right for your adult or senior dog, because now it's formulated with yogurt. That's right. All Purina One dog foods are now specially formulated with yogurt. Yogurt and other high-quality protein sources in Purina One help contribute to your pet's healthy digestion and total body health. And it's starting to hit the store shelves now, so look for the new Purina One dog foods formulated with yogurt. All Purina One dog foods are formulated to be lactose-free and easily digestible. So what if you could change your dog's health for the better? Hey, you know what? Give it a try. There are 9 Purina One formulas in all, and there's one that's just right for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. I'm so convinced that this will make a difference in your dog's health that I'm offering you a free 4-pound bag. Simply just pick up the phone and call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK, or visit Purina.
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection, king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
What do you want to do tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Club Sky presents Pyrofusion Fridays. Watch fire dancers as they perform every Friday night at Club Sky. DJ Devastate will heat up the dance floor with the hottest top 40 in-house mixes. Try the blazing hot pyrotini. All at Club Sky, located above Jackson's and Lodo. Visit maxnights.com for more details. Don't know where to go tonight? Log on to maxnights.com and get VIP passes and special invites to Denver's premier parties.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-226-9008. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control, and you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief, but medications can have negative side effects, and some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it. That you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why Engel makes it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing field, Fields, Tot Lot and City Park, Daycare Center and Elementary School. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing and upcoming free Engel Homes home buying seminars. That's E-N-G-L-E HomesColorado.com.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 721, 21 minutes after 7, 40% chance of showers before 10 o'clock this morning, then becoming partly sunny and a high of around 54. Right now, cloudy out here in Boulder. And it's good to have you along at 7:21, 21 minutes after 7. Jay Marvin here on Boulder's Progressive Talk, AM 760. And if you want to talk to us, it's 303-713-7600. Okay, I'm grasping around here because I needed to tell you this, that Corey Stone is this hour's $1,000 name. Corey Stone is this hour's $1,000 name, cast just for being a loyal listener of AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sign up now at am760.net, Corey Stone of Thornton. Okay, now, let's get to Brown and defending FEMA. I didn't get a chance to watch the hearings all the way through, but I'm probably like a lot of you, I saw the highlights, and it was much discussed on the Talking Head shows yesterday. And here's the question. The question is, at 303-713-7600, who do you think was most responsible for the bungling? Because the finger pointing is back and forth now. Who do you think is most responsible for the bungling of what went on with Katrina? Was FEMA at fault? Was Michael Brown and FEMA at fault? Was was Mayor Ray Nagin at fault in New Orleans? Or do you believe that Governor Kathleen Blanco was at fault in Louisiana, or do you feel that all of them were at fault? Here's Michael Brown defending himself in front of the panel yesterday.
The response of the government at all levels to Hurricane Katrina has come under some criticism. Some of it's valid, and I'll tell you some of it is just not valid.
Well, do you believe him? Because yesterday, Michael Brown, which, by the way, he's still on the payroll, still on the FEMA payroll. At what does he make, $148,000 a year? Yesterday said that it was not his job to take over the evacuation of New Orleans and rescue the drowning city from Hurricane Katrina. He blamed Louisiana Governor Kathleen Blanco and New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin and dysfunctional state officials for the government's failed response to the disaster. Over 6 hours of tense and at times angry testimony to a House investigative panel whose members condemned and derided him, Brown strongly defended the agency and himself against what he called false, defamatory elements and statements spread by the news media about the agency's capabilities after the hurricane. At one point, he blamed the media for being hysterical. I wonder if you agree with that idea, that the media was hysterical over what went on with Katrina. Here's some more of Brown in his own words.
Is inherently impractical, totally impractical, for the federal government to respond to every disaster of whatever size in every community across this country. I want this committee to know that FEMA pushed forward with everything that it had in order to help what we saw as being a potentially catastrophic disaster. FEMA was prepared to fulfill its role as a partner in responding.
Here's a little bit more of Michael Brown.
My biggest mistake was not recognizing by Saturday that Louisiana was dysfunctional.
And check out this one.
I guess you want me to be this superhero that is going to step in there and suddenly take everybody out of New Orleans.
No, what I wanted you to do was do your job of coordinating. And I want to know what you did to coordinate. Those are your words, sir. I didn't
And coordinating is talking to the governor and the mayor and encourage them to do their obligation to their citizens. I am not a dictator, and I'm not going and cannot go in there and force them to do that.
That's Brown talking. That's an exchange between Brown and Representative Christopher Shays, a Republican from Connecticut. Brown saying, you want me to be this superhero. And Shays saying that, no, I just wanted you to do what you're supposed to do, which is to coordinate. All right, 303-713-7600, who do you feel is to blame for what went on with Katrina? Do you think Brown got himself off the hot seat yesterday from what you saw and what you've just heard? Or do you think that FEMA bears the large responsibility for what happened? Or do you buy the idea of the Republican line consistently is that the state and the local government is to blame, as well as some blame heaped on the federal government. But they're trying to deflect. They're trying to deflect blame off of FEMA for the most part. Here's what Mayor Ray Nagin said about this is Mayor of New Orleans. Ray Nagin said about Mike Brown.
Well, I think it's unfortunate. I think that for a FEMA director to be, you know, in Washington and trying to deflect attention off of, you know, his performance is unbelievable.
And Governor Blanco from the state of Louisiana also responded with very severe criticism, saying that either Brown was either delusional or not in touch with the truth. All right, let's go to Mike in Denver. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good. Hey, you know, a couple of things on Michael Brown. You know, I've been doing my business for 15 years. It's response and recovery. This guy is incompetent. He had no business being in the position. He is. The job of the person on FEMA level is to coordinate. That means he must have all the necessary resources in place to put together and get them there. I personally drove 16 hours on Thursday to get down to help my people in Louisiana. This guy is an idiot. And I'm glad I was watching ABC last night, and they were pointing out every time he said something, they put what was in the FEMA manual, disagreeing with exactly what he was saying.
So you think he bears the major bulk of the responsibility FEMA does?
I think the major, but also there was fault, obviously, with the mayor of New Orleans and the state of Louisiana. But you got to remember, too, that they had limited resources. Most of the national guys isn't even in Louisiana. They're in Iraq.
Yeah, you know, there's a front-page story today in the New York Times about how commanders say that one of the things that hampered the National Guard being involved was that the National Guard, the majority of the National Louisiana National Guard, is in Iraq. You're right about that.
And their equipment was there, the best equipment. Everything that they would have needed for a natural disaster was being used in Iraq. Now, that's what I would have used if I was in charge. I would have used the National Guard to evacuate those people out of New Orleans.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing, too, it struck me yesterday, too, is we act as if nobody got evacuated. 80% of the city got out. It was just the poor that couldn't get out because they had no way to get out.
But the problem is in New Orleans, where you have so many poor people and elderly who do not have transportation, they knew that ahead of time. It should have been part of their response plan immediately after any natural disaster. In my company, our number one stage one response is the people. The first thing we do is to make sure our people are okay. Once we know that they're okay, the second thing we do is then we do the recovery process. And that's what you have to do in stage one is your people. You've got to take care of them. And they did not do that in that situation. And that's why they ended up with the situation that they did.
All right, so you say the majority of the blame goes to Brown.
Absolutely, because he's the only one that can coordinate all the necessary resources. The governor can, because once the federal disaster was declared by Bush on that Sunday, then the forces have to be coordinated by the federal government, not the local state.
All right, pal. Mike, appreciate the call. Thanks.
All right, no problem. Take
all
care.
All right, good one. 303-713-7600. I got one line open. Richard in Colorado Springs. Richard, you're on AM 760.
Morning, Jay. How are
Hi,
you?
Hi, Richard. How are you?
Real good. Thanks. Well, we already knew Michael Brown was woefully unqualified for the position. Now that his incompetence has become so evident, now all he can do is, like the typical Bush, you know, crony, lie about the situation, try to deflect blame. When he accused Louisiana of being dysfunctional, it was laughable because, you know, on Saturday morning, 5 a.m., of course, I'm sure Bush hadn't, you know, got up yet from whatever he was doing the night before, but at 5 a.m. on Saturday, two full days before the hurricane struck, once it was upgraded to Category 4 out in the Gulf, Governor Blanco did, in fact, issue a declaration requesting that the entire state of Louisiana be declared a federal disaster emergency area, and sent a four-page letter to Bush outlining in detail all of the services that she requested and that they be coordinated by the federal government. So essentially she handed Michael Brown a four-page checklist doing his job for him, essentially, and he still couldn't pull it off.
Yeah, you're right.
And then to turn around and say, you know, that they were incompetent in Louisiana, I mean, Governor Blanco showed the utmost competence. Because it was very clear to her that her state was not capable, but perhaps because more than half her National Guard was in Iraq, was not going to be capable of handling this situation, and, you know, handed Michael Brown his checklist of what they needed, and he didn't do any of it. And now he's trying to blame her. And you know, it's just so ludicrous. But, again, this is their standard operating procedure. This is how they approach it. And, you know, if anybody, you know, doesn't want to believe me, if you go to, you know, Randy Rhodes, who has a show on Air America in the afternoon, you know, has this on her website. You can go to her website and pull up the exact four-page letter and checklist and everything that Governor Blanco requested of the federal government and when she requested it, and you realize that all the spin from Bush and Brown and Chertoff and all these guys is absolutely false. You know, they keep trying to claim that, you know, they weren't aware of a problem until Sunday or Monday.
Right, exactly. Well, he couldn't yesterday he couldn't get his timing down right. He kept giving, you know, what he said yesterday contradicted what he said publicly about his awareness about what was going on in the city of New Orleans.
Well, yeah, and they're all a classic example, Michael Brown included, of people who tell so many lies they forget what lie they told to whom, and they end up tying themselves in knots because it's like, gee, did I tell them this, or was it somebody else that I told this? And, you know, and we see it happening here. My only regret, I guess, was that the Democrats didn't show up in greater numbers for this hearing and really hit him. You know, I mean, he got hit pretty hard even by some Republicans. But,
well, you know why, don't you? And then, I got to go to traffic. But you know why they're doing that? Because they're trying to distance themselves from the White House.
Oh, that's, of course.
That's, you know, they're trying to distance themselves from Bush. All right, Richard, thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Take care.
All right, good one. One line open at 303-713-7600. No, I'm sorry, we got two lines open at 303-713-7600. Who bears the majority of the blame for what went on in New Orleans? 732, 28 minutes in front of 8 o'clock, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. We are seeing a busy ride on the highways this morning. If you're coming out of the Thornton area, south on I-25. Flows from 104th right into downtown and through T-Rex. That includes our working to clear two accidents northbound 225 between Mississippi and Alameda. So we're slow from Iliff. Now, eastbound I-70, running heavy from Pecos over to Brighton Boulevard and in Louisville. Louisville, bad accident. Head-on collision, South Boulder Road at Courtesy Road. All northbound lanes are blocked, so you want to avoid that area if you can. Now, the Turnpike, usual slowing eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. Checking the forecast, showers off and on this morning with highs right around 60. We're at 49 degrees at the moment. Find Rapid Screen Mobile emissions testing today and tomorrow at I-70 and Federal, I-76 and 96th Avenue, Table Mesa and Foothills Parkway, Heritage Road and Colfax, and Highway 285 and Federal. And you can learn more at aircarecolorado.com or call 303-456-7090. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Amazingly low price of only $6.99. You can enjoy six delicious and different Colorado-style mountain pies. In addition to eating as much pizza as you like, this great offer includes the soup and salad bar as well as Bojo's famous dessert pizza. And listen up, if you've got a family, children 3 and under eat for free, and children 4 through 12 years old are only $2.99. This limited-time special is good only Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. to 8:30 in the evening. That's 5 p.m. to 8:30 in the evening, but it's going on now for a limited time only. So get to your local Bojo's and stop by the local Bojo's near you, Highlands Ranch at C-470 in University, Denver at South Colorado Boulevard in Yale, and Arvada at 78th and Wadsworth. That's 78th and Wadsworth in Arvada, and downtown in Evergreen. Bojo's.
Years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at g3denver.com.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Club Sky presents Pyrofusion Fridays. Watch fire dancers as they perform every Friday night at Club Sky. DJ Devastate will heat up the dance floor with the hottest top 40 and house mixes. Try the blazing hot pyro team. All at Club Sky, located above Jackson's and Lodo. Visit maxnights.com for more details. Don't know where to go tonight? Log on to maxnights.com and get VIP passes and special invites to Denver's premier parties.
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today.
AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
It's that time of year again. Call 303-7-WINDOW now to get 40% off on American Exterior's quality replacement windows that will save you money on energy bills, add value to, and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. So if you need to replace your windows, call 303-7-WINDOW and get 40% off on their quality replacement windows. For more details, go to 303-7window.com. Not valid with any other offer. Restrictions apply.
Imagine becoming a millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-991-7748. That's 1-800-991-7748. 1-800-991-7748.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new, built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
Beat yesterday. Or another way to look at it is, were the Democrats smart or not smart in boycotting the investigation yesterday in the House of Representatives? Or another way to look at it is, Jay's asking too many questions. Slow down, Jay. We can't follow all of them. I don't blame you. I am asking a lot of questions here. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. But I don't think Brown did it. He got himself off the hot seat at all. I don't think he got himself off at all. I think that, and you know what else? How about this? The guy's still on the payroll. He makes $148,000 a year. He's still on the payrolls as a quote-unquote consultant.
Jay, that's after the demotion. He's still making $148,000.
Yeah, like that? Thank you, Turk. He's still on the payroll. So, in essence, he's still getting paid for being a bumbler. Now, the Republican line is to spin it off on the governor of Louisiana and the mayor of New Orleans. And the governor of Louisiana, Governor Blanco, will testify today in front of that same House panel, and we'll hear what she has to say. But that's what's happening right now, is the Republicans are trying. You know, last night, Senator George Allen Jr. was trying very hard with Dick Durbin on the Chris Matthews show to pull that spinoff, that blame game of saying, well, you know, I saw all these buses and all this water and blah, 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 when the city of New Orleans was overwhelmed. Now, Ray Nagin said yesterday there are some things that he probably could have done better. And I'm sure that the Louisiana governor, Governor Blanco, will say there's some things that she could have done better. But wasn't FEMA supposed to have a plan? Wasn't FEMA supposed to have some kind of a plan? Weren't we told that this administration would keep us safer? And it turns out that we get a political flunky as the head of FEMA. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Mike in Denver. Mike, you're on AM 760.
Good morning.
Hi, Mike.
Well, I think you guys are absolutely right. I was listening to the previous callers. There's no question in my mind that it was FEMA's responsibility to step into New Orleans and Louisiana as a whole and take over and try to fix the situation. I find it ironic that when Rita came in, suddenly they had all the assets they needed just outside of the cities to move in all of a sudden after Katrina. So they apparently did learn something that they screwed up Katrina. And when Rita came in, suddenly they had the ability to marshal all their forces and put in logistical requirements to make sure nobody got, it wasn't as bad as Katrina could have been.
No, but you know, what's surprising about this, which is coming out this morning, CBS News at the top of the hour was just running actualities of people saying that FEMA's not helping them out with Rita either.
I didn't see that this morning. What's going on with that?
No, they're just saying that there's no help down there, that they don't know where the people from FEMA are, that they waited in line, and that the people from FEMA said, oh, you must have really got hit hard in Rita, Katrina, and they said, no, we were hit hard by Rita, and they said, well, we don't have any help to offer you.
Well, I just don't understand that, because historically FEMA's been a pretty reliable organization. I mean, we've had a lot of hurricanes. When I was in the Marine Corps, we had a lot of hurricanes, obviously in South Carolina and such
right.
like that. Hugo was the classic, I think. And, I mean, they were always there. I mean, they were right on top of the situation. I don't understand why now, all of a sudden, they're incapable of doing their jobs, because when they were independent of the Office of Homeland Security, they knew what the heck they were doing. They had professionals in that organization.
Well, maybe that's the problem. Maybe they're not independent. And, as this administration has cut funding to FEMA and transferred most of the Tom Ridge transferred most of the money into fighting terrorism and didn't leave enough, I guess, to cover natural disasters. Plus, they put this guy in, Michael Brown, who's not qualified for the gig.
Well, how do you think the cutting of funding affects Brown's responsibility?
Well, he has less assets to work with.
Right. I mean, I think that's true. I'm not letting Brown off the hook in any way, shape, or form. I think it is his obligation to coordinate. Certainly, it's his obligation to take over, because that's what the Louisiana government wanted the federal government to do.
How about this idea? How about Brown? How about Brown bears a good majority of the blame, but the White House also bears blame on this too.
Well, and I agree with that too. I think that the White House is always. Picking up the mantle of leadership when things are going well, but when things aren't going well, they take responsibility for nothing. These bananas in the White House don't take responsibility for anything. When the economy is going well, it's to their benefit. But when anything bad happens, it's never ever their fault. And that just shows me that they're really men and people of poor character. Because any good leader that I've ever met takes full responsibility for the actions of his people, takes full responsibility for anything that happens under his command. I've seen circumstances in the military where a commander has been overseas, for example, and one of his pilots in his squadron crashes an airplane. Well, you know who gets relieved? It's not the captain that crashed the airplane. It's the lieutenant colonel or colonel that's running the squadron. He gets relieved. He gets relieved because it's his responsibility to make sure things work well. And that never happens in this White House. These bananas never take responsibility for anything. For George Bush to sit there and say that the federal government will take responsibility for what role played, in effect, is what he said, is really not taking any responsibility at all. Because, in effect, what he's saying is that it's the Louisiana governor's and the New Orleans mayor's fault. And that's just not the case. I mean, there is no way that the mayor of Denver, John Hickenlooper, could do anything more than the mayor of New Orleans did as it relates to something that would a catastrophe of that magnitude. Just don't have the resources.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? You're right about that. And in this case, a good portion of the resources were in a foreign country fighting a stupid war and a war for no reason. Mike, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Take care.
Okay. Yeah, there's a front page article today in the New York Times where commanders are saying that a good amount of the resources were in Iraq. This administration can't take care of us at home and also fight this war at the same time, apparently. It's 7:44, 14 minutes in front of 8 o'clock on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. One line open at 303-713-7600. Did Brownie get himself off of the hot seat yesterday? Or maybe he didn't get himself.
Feathered chicken scallopini today for only $11.99. Only at Romano's Macaroni Grill. I'm Bailey, AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
I love the radio station. I hope it continues and it really gives a voice to the people who are out there like us, and that voice needs to be heard.
I love Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
Love Jay Marvin, too. Jay's great in the morning.
To Randy
Rockies, this last time around, we got Carfax. They didn't charge us for it. They gave it to us for free, and it told us a lot about the car we were getting ready to buy. We've had nothing, Mary and I have had nothing but good experiences at Rockies. So get out there and see our friends, Colby and Roger and the Alshire brothers, Tom and Marv and Spanky. They're all great folks. Rockies Autos, located just north of I-76. Actually, they're at the corner of...
Emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control, and you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief, but medications can have negative side effects, and some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146.
Happy New Year!
Jim?
It's still summer.
Well, yeah, but 2006 is here now at Freedom Harley-Davidson.
Get to Freedom Harley-Davidson and see the huge selection of brand new 2006 models in stock now. Plus, the new fall line of genuine Harley-Davidson apparel is in, too. Freedom Harley-Davidson is on Colfax, two blocks west of Wadsworth. Or check freedomh-d.com for more info. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride at Freedom Harley-Davidson. Happy New Year!
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Club Sky presents Pyrofusion Fridays. Watch fire dancers as they perform every Friday night at Club Sky. DJ Devastate will heat up the dance floor with the hottest top 40 in house mixes. Try the blazing hot pyro tea. All at Club Sky, located above Jackson's and Lodo. Visit maxnights.com for more details. Don't know where to go tonight? Log on to maxnights.com and get VIP passes and special invites to Denver's premier parties.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-773-3118. That's 1-800-773-3118. 1-800-773-3118.
Has your network become a monster? Is IT support not in your job description? Then let Computer Superheroes fight your IT battles for you. Computer Superheroes provides prompt and reasonably priced computer service and support. Computer Superheroes will respond the same day you call. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
Is on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
I know sometimes.
Good morning. 7:50, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock. About a 40% chance of showers. Otherwise, becoming partly sunny and a high of 54. It's cloudy here in Boulder this morning. This article about the Louisiana Guard and the whole Iraqi situation is in today's New York Times front page. When storm hit, National Guard was deluged too. Slow response faulted troops deployment to Iraq. Hurt Louisiana effort, commanders say. And if you read down in the first column of the article, if you read farther on down towards the end of the article on the first page, it says, an interview, Guard commanders and state and local officials in Louisiana said the Guard performed well under the circumstances, but they say it was crippled in the early days by a severe shortage of troops that they blame in part on the deployment in Iraq of 3,200 Louisiana Guardsmen. Nice. So while we're fighting over there to be safer over here, we're not really being safer over here. And I'm asking if Brown had got himself off the hot seat yesterday. Let's go to Robert in Gunnison. Robert, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning this morning, Jay.
Hi, how are you, Robert?
Yeah, I'm just working in Gunnison today, but it's raining a little bit up here.
All right, so what do you think?
A couple things. Being still on the payroll, it's shocking, but then you think about it, how many other, quote, consultants does the government have furloughed out at this time? I'm sure there's plenty of, quote,
there's probably a lot of them, but how can they continue to keep paying this guy after the job he did?
Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, whether you're laid off or you're fired or you resigned, you're done. That's what I thought. You know, I don't know how you can keep collecting money. There's no reason for it.
Yeah, unbelievable, isn't it?
I mean, I don't know. You know, I got program on CNN. I watched some of the questions he was thrown, and here's the contradiction.
Oh, we lose him. Try it again, Robert.
You okay?
We're losing your cell phone. Try it again.
Okay, you got me?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. He's kind of a big contradiction. He hung himself out to dry when he opened his mouth. First of all, a couple of the mistakes he said that he made. There were three mistakes. He should have more briefing, more conferences. To me, if you've been through 150 disasters, quote, these so-called disasters he's been through, he knows.
Bob, we're losing you. Bad cell. All right, thanks, Robert. Appreciate the call. Two lines open now, 303-713-7600. Use it or lose it. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Mara in Denver. Mara, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Hi, Mara. How are you doing?
Oh, kind of mad at the whole situation, as usual. Can I throw out a new idea?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Or maybe it's not new to you. It was to me last week. I heard this thought. America, we're in the process of transferring all our resources, our everything in the government, all our resources, natural, everything, over to the corporate world. And this person that I heard on this talk show, which surely had to be Air America because that's all I listened to, they mentioned about the corporatization of America.
That's very, very true.
And I thought, boy, bingo, does that make sense? And then along that line, guess who's getting the money from the government? It's the military. And we deploy all these troops to Iraq, and they say they're coming back they've been trained to kill. They think of everybody as an enemy, and I'm not saying they all do this, but you know what I mean? I mean, this is the culture over there that they have to kill or they're killed. Well, are we training our troops to when they come back? Is the military going to run the United States with corporate America doing the business side of it? And I've heard that, you know, George Bush wants to reduce everything to the lowest common denominator, and like the government in Washington, D.C., will practically only be a figurehead. Now, I know this is really way out this morning. I know this.
Well, I don't know how way out it is. I mean, I think it goes back to this basic idea that if you don't take government seriously, and that if you don't believe the government can do its job, then you can't really operate government. And it appears that this administration doesn't take government seriously, unless it absolutely has to, because the people that they appoint to take these jobs are clearly not qualified, like this guy Michael Brown. I mean, he's clearly not qualified.
Right. And this is just example, what, 2024 or something. You know what I mean? It's just, it goes on and on and on. And in the meantime, we're sitting here trying to figure out what's happening to America. What's happened to the United States of America? We're divided. We're split. And I saw those Blackhawks,
Blackwater. Are you talking about the Blackwater guys? Yeah.
Yeah, I saw those guys rolling down a street in New Orleans with their guns up in the air or their, you know, whatever kind of or whatever they were carrying. And I heard about them and Lord and Taylor that about how many, 20 to 30 of them converged on the convention center when some people from the convention center tried to break into Lord and Taylor's that one morning to find food. And I mean, I hear about this, and they're bringing in the worst of the worst, you know.
Man, I'd like to know how those. I'd like to know how that black. Those are the same guys that operated in Iraq, and they're on the federal government's payroll. I want taxpayers' payroll. I wonder who let out that contract.
It's part of Kellogg Brown and Root.
I don't know. Blackwater is. I don't know if Blackwater is owned by Kellogg Brown and Root.
No, they're not. They're not owned. They're a subcontractor, and they're getting money. That's where they get the bucks to pay those guys $100,000 to $125,000 a year or more.
It's definitely wrong to have a paramilitary on the street trying to do police work.
And so, see, look what we're coming to. And to me, this is scary. I mean, you know, people say, oh, I feel safe with George Bush. Let me tell you, I don't feel safer. And a friend of mine, a good Republican friend of mine, I asked her the other day, I said, hey, do you feel safer? And she looked at me kind of funny for a minute. She said, well, no. And, oh, let me tell you, I thought, too, hey, if we ever had to get out of Denver, forget it. We have gridlock every night on these roads around here. Just think if you had a catastrophe and we all had to get out of Denver. That's crazy.
Yeah, it is. Mara, thank you. Appreciate the call.
You're welcome.
All right. Yeah, that's it amazes me. It simply amazes me that this guy, Michael Brown, still remains on the payroll, and I don't think he got himself off the hook yesterday at all. And sure, you know, the mayor of New Orleans says that there are some things that could have been done better, and the governor of Louisiana is going to talk today, so we'll see what she has to say, but I don't think Brown got himself off the hook at all, and I don't think this administration gets itself off the hook at all by flying in seven times into the area, which Bush has done. Burning up valuable resources and the taxpayer money and gas, trying to get himself fuel, trying to get himself off the hook. We'll continue here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Stick around.
Wells Fargo today.
Ah!
Wells Fargo, the next stage. Wells Fargo Bank and a member FDIC equal housing lender.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Thumbs down to FEMA.
The government failed. They failed to respond.
A man in Beaumont, Texas says he hasn't seen the helping hand he was promised before Hurricane Rita savaged the Gulf Coast. A woman in Beaumont blames officials who surveyed the hurricane zone from the air.
How can you really see the damage from up there? Think about it. They talk big, but they work small.
Governor, would you care to respond to Mike Brown's comment?
Louisiana Governor Kathleen Blanco was mum when she was touring hurricane damage with the president yesterday, but later she issued a statement saying the former FEMA chief was out of touch when he blamed her for slowing the response to Hurricane Katrina. CBS's Dan Revive in Washington tells us Blanco could have more to say shortly when she testifies to a Senate committee.
That hearing on how to spend billions of federal dollars and give tax benefits to rebuild after Katrina will feature Louisiana's Blanco and the governors of Mississippi and Alabama, while a House subcommittee will ask at least 8 inspectors general of various government agencies how they'll try to reduce fraud and waste in post-hurricane reconstruction.
This is Jim Brasil in suburban New Orleans. Mayor Ray Nagin today will detail his plans to allow most of the city's residents to return to their homes. Nagin is calling it, quote, an aggressive plan. The mayor admits the city's east side, 9th Ward, is too heavily damaged for anyone to return. That area was flooded by both hurricanes.
Having trouble finding a seat on the morning train? Blame the high price of gasoline.
When gasoline hit about $2.75, $2.80 a gallon, the ridership really started increasing. And it hit $3 a gallon. Parking lots were filling up long before 8 o'clock in the morning, and the trains were packed.
Gary Thomas runs DART, the Dallas Area Rapid Transit System. They fought over Terry Schiavo while she was alive. Now that she's dead, her parents and siblings and her husband will fight it out again. Not in court this time, but on bookstore shelves. Both sides are working on books about the epic legal struggle, and both versions will be out in March, right around the anniversary of Schiavo's death. An anti-hunger group claims 3 million people in 25 big cities aren't getting the food stamps they're entitled to. The group says some people just don't know they qualify for help. Others do know, but they lose out because of confusion and bureaucratic red tape. The government's latest report on the economy shows a bigger than expected 3.3% increase in orders for big-ticket durable goods.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Muppet Show!
Kermit the Frog is celebrating 50 years in show business. The fuzzy green Muppet got his start on a Washington television show called Sam and Friends. Next month, Kermit sets out on a world tour to relaunch the Muppets franchise for his current owner, the Disney Company. In early Wall Street trading, the averages are higher. The Dow Industrials are ahead 38 points. The NASDAQ Composite is 6 points higher. This is CBS News.
Tonight, NBC starts with an all-new Apprentice Martha Stewart.
Exciting as can be.
Followed by the year's hottest new drama, E-Ring. Benjamin Bratt and Dennis Hopper inside the Pentagon.
You do what you gotta do.
Shots fired. We have a man down, sir.
Then, an all-new Law & Order event. Law & Order and Law & Order SVU. Together on one amazing case.
They never knew what hit them.
Oh, my God.
The Apprentice Martha Stewart, E-Ring, and the Law & Order crossover event. NBC Tonight.
Hello?
Hey, Jeff, it's Tom. I need some advice from my accountant.
Okay.
Insurance company.
Two words. Northwestern Mutual.
My business, employee benefits, retention.
Northwestern Mutual.
Insuring key people.
Yep.
Respected, high standards.
One of the best.
Okay, so just to be clear.
Bye, Tom.
Whatever your business insurance question, a quiet conversation with Northwestern Mutual is the answer. Northwestern Mutual Financial Network. The quiet company. The Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, we are seeing a busy ride this morning on the highway southbound I-25, slows from 104th into downtown and through T-Rex. Now we have a stalled cement mixer on Parker Road at 225. That's jamming you back to Quincy. And watch for a crash westbound on the turnpike approaching Federal. That's tying up the HOV lanes. Lots of emergency crews on scene, so some curiosity slowing with that. Now we are bunched up on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, and in Louisville. Crews are still working this head-on collision on South Boulder Road at Courtesy Road. All northbound lanes are blocked, so avoid the area if you can. Checking the forecast, showers off and on this morning with highs around 60 for the day. Right now, 49 degrees. Save time on your weekly grocery shopping with Home Shop by King Soopers. Just log on to kingsoopers.com and look for the Home Shop logo. You can have your favorite groceries delivered right to your door by the end of the day. Log on and start shopping now at kingsoopers.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and Einstein Brothers want to give you and your coworkers a break from the everyday routine.
Each week in October, AM 760 and Einstein Brothers will be bringing one lucky workplace breakfast.
Eight states. Call 292-5590. That's CW Laborations. On the air for kids' sake.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:05, 5 minutes after 8 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. 40% chance of showers before 10 o'clock this morning. Otherwise, cloudy, then becoming partly sunny and a high of around 54. And I don't know where the blue skies are in Boulder this morning because they certainly aren't around. I mean, it is cloudy out there. Jay Marvin here, 303-713-7600. Let's talk about something we haven't talked about in quite a while. You know, a guy called me up about 2 or 3 weeks ago and was saying that if this country wasn't careful, that what would end up happening in New Orleans would be that most of the work being done there, the reconstruction work, would be being done by illegal immigrants and Hispanics, illegal Hispanic immigrants. And I kind of poo-pooed that, only because I felt like he had kind of a an anti-Hispanic kind of tone to his call. But you know, the Pew Hispanic Research Center came out with something yesterday that's worth talking about. Illegal immigrants are increasing despite tighter border security, and they now outnumber foreigners moving to the United States legally. The Pew Hispanic Center reported yesterday that immigration in general has been picking up, tracking the reviving American economy and improving job picture. The U.S. economy was obviously a very important factor in determining these flows, said Roberto Ciro, director of the center and co-author of its study. Immigration, both legal and illegal, topped 1.5 million people in 1999 and 2000, according to the report. The number of people entering the United States then plummeted to 1.1 million by 2003, the same level as in 1992. Immigration bounced back to 1.2 million in 2004, but the report cautioned that it's difficult to say whether the recent upswing is part of a new trend. The extremely high immigration flows at the end of the past decade were not the norm, not part of a long-term trend, but rather the peak of the momentary increase that lasted for only a few years, said the report, which was written by Searle and another guy who is a demographer. Jeffrey Passel is his name. The report documents immigration levels from 1992 to 2004, generating estimates from a variety of census data. And it brings back the question of illegal immigration and how do we handle it. Do you believe in a guest worker program? Do you believe that people who are illegal shouldn't be working in this country to begin with? What do we do about the ones that are already here? Because I have to be honest with you and tell you, I'm not sure. I don't know that. I'm not sure that I haven't answered any of this. And talk show hosts are supposed to always have answers. And we're supposed to always know what we're talking about. Now, I tell you one thing. I favor legal immigration. If somebody wants to legally immigrate here, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. But the whole mechanism of illegal immigration is disturbing. And the idea that people are here illegally is disturbing. And we're talking about human beings here. And my friend Luis Urrea's book, The Devil's Highway, about people coming into this country over the Devil's Highway over in Arizona, the Arizona Mexican border, is due out in paperback in the next couple of weeks. So if you haven't read that book, you can buy it in paperback and read it. And the human element involved here is very, very disturbing. But there's no easy answer to any of this. When we talk about tighter border security, you know, how are we going to get tighter border security when we don't have the money and the resources? You know, this seems to me to be a problem that's facing this country. And maybe you're thinking to yourself, you know, well, way to go, Jay. You finally are figuring this out. But, you know, with everything we've got going on, we are overtaxed. And what I mean by overtaxed is our resources are strained. And this administration continues to keep putting things on a credit card. And they won't even talk. The Republican-controlled Congress won't even have a discussion, and neither will the president, about rolling back tax cuts for the top 1%, which would give us somewhere in the neighborhood of $225 billion a year. Save us $225 billion right off the bat. But if we want tighter border security, if we want to do something about illegal immigrants, it's going to cost money to do it. So we have the Hurricane Katrina buildup, which we're going to have to do something about New Orleans. We're going to have to do something about the damage in Hurricane Katrina, plus some of the damage in Hurricane Rita. And, you know, the hurricane season goes until November the 30th. God forbid we have another one. But we've got that going on. We've got this war in Iraq going on, in which Cindy Sheehan yesterday met with John McCain. At least John McCain would meet with her. I mean, Bush wouldn't even do that. And she said she came away very disappointed in meeting with him. We've got this war in Iraq going on. And we have porous borders. And we can't just do all of this stuff. How are we going to do all of this stuff? How are we going to fight the war in Iraq? Rebuild New Orleans and the whole devastated Gulf Coast? and fight this war in Iraq and rebuild the Gulf Coast and then turn around and say, okay, you know what we need to do? We need to plug up America's borders because that takes manpower in order to do that, man and woman power, and we don't have the money. Where are we going to get the money to take care of this? And, you know, also the illegal immigrant question itself. How do you deal with the illegal immigrants that are already here? What do you do? Deport them? How are we going to deport them? You know, it's fine to rant and rave about rounding them all up and deporting them, but how are we going to do it? Where are we going to get the manpower to pull that off? Where's the money going to come from? So do we let them stay here on a guest worker program? And how do we stop the illegals from coming over the border? There are now more illegal immigrants in the United States than there are foreigners who are here legally. Illegal immigrants are increasing despite tighter border security and now outnumber foreigners moving to the United States legally. What's the answer in all of this? And to me, this administration comes across as just simply being paralyzed. They really do. And you heard, if you listen to CBS News at the top of the hour, you heard the people there complaining that the people who were victims of Rita complaining that FEMA's let them down and FEMA's not following through. And we were talking last hour about Michael Brown. But immigration is a big question. It's a big question particularly for those of us who live in the West. But what are we going to do? Are we going to go down to the basement of the White House and print money? Where are we going to get all the money for all of this? And how do we stop illegal immigration? And then there's the question of illegal immigrants taking jobs, say, for instance, in New Orleans, helping to rebuild in New Orleans. Why? Because this president has done two things that make it possible to happen. He suspended the Davis-Bacon Act, which was an act that asked for comparable salaries for federal projects. And suspending the Davis-Bacon Act is going to drive wages down in New Orleans and down on the Gulf Coast. So that's a disincentive for people to take those jobs, particularly the poor who were there already, or who were there, rather, for them to come home and be able to get jobs in the rebuilding effort. And he scrapped the requirement for employers to file papers about affirmative action. I've been looking for a couple of days for somebody to come on this show and talk about this. It's getting a little bit of mention in the media, but not much. But these are definitely, you know, what they're definitely doing with New Orleans and what they're definitely doing with the Gulf Coast area is they're using it as a laboratory for neocon economics. Meanwhile, doing nothing about illegal immigration. And I don't consider myself to be racist. I don't consider myself to be bigoted. I welcome legal immigration into the country. But to me, the big question is, what do you do about illegals that are already here? That's question one. And then question two, how do you seal off the borders and pay for everything with what we've got on our plate? I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. Two lines at 303-713-7600. Illegal immigrants now outnumber legal foreigners moving here. What's your solution? Maybe, you know, because I certainly don't have one. 303-713-7600.
Call 303-7-WINDOW now to get 40% off on American Exterior's quality replacement windows that will save you money on energy bills, add value to, and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. So if you need to replace your windows, call 303-7-WINDOW and get 40% off on their quality replacement windows. For more details, go to 303-7window.com. Not valid with any other offer. Restrictions apply.
Imagine becoming a millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-991-7748. That's 1-800-991-7748. 1-800-991-7748.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
Join Freedom Harley-Davidson this Saturday for Rocktoberfest at Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. The best all-American bikes and accessories and free German food and beer served at noon for FAC members. Live music with American Soil and a seminar presented by the Chrome Specialist starting at 11. Don't miss Rocktoberfest Saturday only at Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth.
Join Freedom Harley-Davidson Sunday for Bikers for a Cure to benefit the fight against breast cancer. Go to freedomh-d.com for details.
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection, king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at
G3 2005.
November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at G3.com.
M760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:19, 19 minutes after 8. High today of around 54. Cloudy skies at least until 10 o'clock here. AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, 303-713-7600. We're talking about illegal immigration. It's increased to the point where illegal immigrants now outnumber foreigners moving to the United States legally. And I laid out this whole scenario before the break about where are we going to get the money to be able to control this problem when we won? Number one, the administration has nothing to say about this. They have no official position on immigration. And number two, how do we plug the porous borders when we're spending money and have demands on our dollars for everything else going on? Let's go to Andy in Centennial. Andy, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hello, Andy. Hi, Andy.
You know, I'm no expert on immigration, and it's a complex problem, and I'm sure that I don't have a complete solution. But there are not enough border guards, and there's not enough barbed wire in the world to secure our borders as long as people feel like they can't feed their families where they live. You know, but one of the problems goes back to the IMF. You know, we make these huge loans to corrupt governments that take advantage of their people, and then we expect repayment, and those corrupt governments eventually topple, and then people who are trying to do good things for their own people are saddled with this huge debt that has all been wasted or you know, put in Swiss bank accounts or whatever. You know, we create part of the problem. I was not too long ago. I was at a lecture by Oscar Arias, who was, I think he was president of Venezuela. Is that right?
No, Costa Rica, I believe.
Costa Rica, you're right, Costa Rica. And, you know, he said, as long as it's not possible for third world nations to export their products, we will continue to export our people. We have to develop creative solutions to solve the problem of people not being able to feed their families where they live.
Well, you know, the number one source of income in Mexico is now remittance money from the United States. They make more money out of that than they do oil. And Vicente Fox was yesterday or the day before, was bragging about how if there's one thing Mexicans can do, it's construction work.
Well, that's great. I mean, we need to work with the Mexican government and with other governments in creating wealth locally that is shared with their people. And as long as their people don't see any opportunity to succeed there, and they do see opportunities to succeed here, this is where they'll come.
Yeah, I've thought about that, too. I've made that comment before when we've had discussions about illegal immigration, about how we got to lean on Mexico more to clean up its act. I definitely agree with you there. What do we do about the people, the illegal immigrants that are already here?
You know, I don't know. I don't have a good solution to that. I know one of the problems, though, I know is I just went through this with my son-in-law. He recently moved here from Mexico. It's hard to get legal, you know? He was here for 6 months without the legal opportunity to work. Now, how's a person going to do that? I mean, and he was, you know, he was married to my daughter, who's a U.S. citizen. How's a person going to survive in that circumstance?
Yeah, I agree. It is rough. But do we want to make it easier?
I think we want to make the process easier for the people who come here legally. Yeah, I do think in that case, yes. Now, I'm not saying what the rules should be about who's legal and who's not, because I haven't studied that enough to know. But certainly for the people who come here legally, yes, the process should be easier.
All right, pal. Thank you, Andy. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right, I got one line open at 303-713-7600. Terry on I-70. Terry, you're on AM-760. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Terry, what do you think?
I really have to disagree with your previous caller. Governor Lamb made the comment last year that the United States is a lifeboat, and the reality is you can only put so many people in it before you swamp it, and that's the situation that we're really looking at. I've been in the construction business since 1961. I presently own a truck, and I'll tell you what, I have to fight 7 days a week to be able to stay in this business and make enough money to keep my head above water. And the reason is that I have to compete against people who don't have trucks that meet the standards, who don't apply by the rules, and they keep making the money a lot less than I am, but they don't care because all of it's going back to Mexico. And if they really want to stop, all they have to do is squeeze the employers.
Yeah, that's something, though, that this administration doesn't like to do because they believe in the free market solutions to everything.
Well, I realize their belief system, but that doesn't make it right.
No, I agree there.
The reality is that 20 years ago, I was running two frame crews, and I was making more money to frame a house and paying guys who ought to be here than these guys are making now. You know, your average home and your average track is being built by illegals who are making $8 an hour or less and getting paid underneath the table. They're not paying taxes. They're not contributing. The only thing that they're doing is lining the pockets of the big corporations who have already bought the souls of Congress and the President of the United States.
Well, yeah. Listen, I hear exactly what you're saying. I just don't know of any easy answer on how to fix this. They should go after employers more who hire illegal aliens. But when you do something like suspend the Davis-Bacon Act, such as what's going on in New Orleans, and you make a concerted effort to drive wage prices down, you're gonna attract more illegal immigrants to go do the work.
Well, I agree, and when I heard that Bush had suspended Davis-Bacon, I just blew my sack. But it just, there's so many people out here who just look at you with this blank look on their face that, you know, they either don't understand or they just don't care anymore. And it's got to get turned around. If the government would start squeezing the employers with a simple $10,000 fine for every illegal alien that they put on their payroll, you know, you can't hire them, they can't work.
That would never happen. No, never happened. This administration would never, never do that because they wouldn't pick on their business friends. Terry, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Okay. That frees up two lines at 303-713-7600. This administration would never lean on employers. No way. Because the employers, they're just never going to do it. Oh, they'll make, you know, little tacit busts here and there, but no concerted effort. No concerted effort at all. And how are we going to round up all the illegals in this country? I mean, if that's the idea, how are we going to do it? We don't have the money to do it. And we don't have the money to put more Border Patrol people onto the border. And, we don't lean on Mexico or any other Latin American country about its living conditions. I mean, as far as I can see this entire year, President Bush has made no comments at all about illegal immigration. So it's kind of an unsaid thing that's going on. So what is the answer? What's the answer to illegal immigration? And you know something? I bet you Al-Qaeda could get through our borders, our southern borders, with no problem. Because they're weak and they're vulnerable. And this administration is spending a tremendous amount of money in Iraq. And with everything else we've got going on, that leaves no money domestically. And so for the first time, illegal immigration is increasing despite tougher border security and now outnumbers foreigners moving into the United States legally. Does that disturb you? It certainly does disturb me. 303-713-7600, two lines open, 829, 29 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. We're seeing big delays if you're headed to Boulder. Westbound on the Turnpike, have a couple cars tangled up in the HOV lanes. Lots of emergency crews are on the scene with jams back to Pecos. Eastbound now also running heavy because the Curiosity is slowing. Watch for a solid cement mixer. It's on Parker Road at 225. That's stacking things up from Quincy and southbound I-25. Still pretty solid from 104th right into downtown and through T-Rex. And around town, we're bunched up on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. Checking the forecast, showers off and on this morning with highs around 60 for the day. It's 49 degrees right now. Join Mile High Harley Davidson's Chrome Coming Open House Celebration this month at I-70 and Airport Boulevard. Check out the incredible selection of 2006 Harleys in stock. The best in sales, parts, motor clothes, rentals, and rider's edge training. Go to Mile High Harley Davidson at I-70 and Airport. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And they've got just about anything you can think of. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. And they're open 9 a.m. in the morning until 9 p.m. in the evening. So there's always plenty of time to get out to Rockies. Check them out online or check them out in person and ask for my buds out there, Kobe and Roger and Spanky and Tom and Marv Alshear and Jim Monroe. Any of the folks working at Rockies will help you out. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike. That's Rockies Autos, or check them out online at RockiesAutos.com. And any way you go, the best place to buy a clean, late-model used car, truck, minivan, van, or SUV in Colorado.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at MaxNights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Club Sky presents Pyro Fusion Fridays. Watch fire dancers as they perform every Friday night at Club Sky. DJ Devastate will heat up the dance floor with the hottest top 40 in-house mixes. Try the blazing hot pyro team. All at Club Sky, located above Jackson's and Lodo. Visit MaxNights.com for more details. Don't know where to go tonight? Log on to MaxNights.com and get VIP passes and special invites to Denver's premier parties.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an
unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done $100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already
free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-933-0939. 1-800-933-0939. That's 1-800-933-0939.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Happy New Year!
Jim?
It's still summer.
Well, yeah, but 2006 is here now at Freedom Harley-Davidson.
Get to Freedom Harley-Davidson and see the huge selection of brand-new 2006 models in stock now. Plus, the new fall line of genuine Harley-Davidson apparel is in, too. Freedom Harley-Davidson is on Colfax, two blocks west of Wadsworth. Or check freedomh-d.com for more info. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride at Freedom Harley-Davidson.
Happy New Year!
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
Worst coming to this country, and pretty soon we'll be shipping people to Mexico.
Well, you know, that's an inverted way of looking at it.
I think that that's what's going to happen, that they want to make this country just like other countries where there's this huge aristocracy, or not huge, but, you know, these very, very, very wealthy, wealthy people. And then there's the rest of us who are really going to be hopefully just surviving.
Yeah, you know, it's an amazing thing with everything that's going on. The president goes out in the Rose Garden this morning and gives a speech about Iraq. You know, it's like he's disconnected and doesn't get it with everything that's going on. And this White House has, like, no plan at all for immigration. I haven't heard anything illegal or otherwise from them. Have you heard anything from them?
Oh, no, I haven't heard a thing. All they do is blame everybody else for all the problems. And, you know, this administration has no responsibility for what's going on in this country. The fact that Michael Brown, Brownie, is blaming hands for what happened and that he's still on our payroll is disgusting to me.
Yeah, it really is. And I don't understand. Well, you know, I mean, I'm not going to say I don't understand because I do understand, you know, that they should go to these big employers that are employing illegals and they're doing it and crack down on them. But you know something? They believe in the market sorting everything out and they think that government is just a useless waste of time.
Yes, they do, and they're proving that government is a useless waste of time. I think that that's exactly what they want to do. They want to prove that there's no point in government, that it's just a money pit, so they're causing it to be a money pit.
Yeah, exactly. I think you're exactly right. Jamie, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Have a good day.
Okay. No word from the White House or the Republican Party about the deficit. There are a few Republicans who are dissenting. But the majority of them go along. And if you watch these talking head shows, they cover for the administration every single time. And my big question to you is, what do we do about the illegal immigrants that are already here? What are we going to do about them? Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you doing?
All right, Ron. What's up?
Well, just a couple comments on what you're talking about. I think, you know, we can pretty much write off the Bush administration when it comes to this topic. Like you said, you know, they're obviously not going to do anything about it. And at no point, I don't think, in the next, you know, 3 years is it going to suddenly capture the attention of the general population to the degree that something like Hurricane Katrina did. You know, the only reason he got off his butt and did anything to help those people down there was because there was such a you know, huge reaction of outrage to his lack of response. You know what I mean, saying?
And, well, are you talking about him taking all those trips down there?
Right. He's overreacting now to compensate for the fact that he was on vacation for the first 3 days that crisis was...
Yeah, I definitely agree. But, you know, CBS has been running reports at the top of the hour here saying that FEMA hasn't helped him with Rita either.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? And that brings me to one of my other points, which is that I think I'm really upset over the fact that this guy Brown... is up there again. You know, I think he took the fall for Michael Chertoff to begin with, and I think he's continuing to take the fall for Michael Chertoff. The person who should be up there answering these tough questions about why they didn't declare an emergency or get their act in gear as quickly as they should have, the guy who should be answering those questions is Michael Chertoff.
Well, Chertoff ought to be talking to us about illegal immigration, too, because doesn't that come under the auspices of Homeland Security?
Well, yes, you're absolutely right, and that brings me to another one of my questions, which is, didn't we hear this story here a week or so ago that Bush had appointed yet another crony, some 37-year-old woman who had no experience?
Oh, you're talking about Julie Myers.
Right. Well, didn't she wind up with that position?
She hasn't got it yet, but she's in line to get it. And her deal is that her husband is high up in the administration, I believe, and also uncle? Her uncle is Richard Myers,
right,
the general.
Right. And so there again, I mean, you know, that caught the attention of some folks for a while, but then I didn't hear another word about it. And watch her.
The outrage is reflected in the opinion polls. Look at Bush, has got like down to 40%, and when you get to things like Iraq, he's down to 32%. And you know, I mean, people are beginning to wise up that these guys don't know how to run government because they don't take government seriously, and we have an illegal immigration problem in this country, but. Yeah, hell, they're just sitting there doing nothing about it.
Well, the thing, I guess, the answer, I don't have any answers about this problem, really. But one thing I wanted to say is that, you know, I think we need to start. Just, you know, I'm glad that you brought this up because, you know, so far this problem has been, you know, relegated to people like
Tancredo.
Right, exactly, and you know what? There's an element of truth in some of the things he said, he had his finger on the pulse of a problem, and I mean he recognized that this was going to be a growing issue. That what I'm trying to say is that we need to communicate to Democrats that are going to be getting into office in 2006 that we are concerned about this, and that when they get in there, they need to address it. You know what I'm saying?
I couldn't agree more. I mean, I really, really think we do need to address this problem. And I saw a survey somewhere, and I can't remember where I saw it, where Mexican-Americans living here also object to a certain degree to illegal immigration as well, and that they don't, that they also object to a guest worker program. But I can't remember where I read that, so I don't want to put that down as being a true fact when I can't recall where I saw it, but I saw it somewhere. And we need to solve these problems, but how are you going to solve them when you got all this other stuff going on?
I can't answer that either. I do know that obviously, you know, the first and foremost reason why we can't shift more resources in the direction of some of these other problems is Iraq. It really just boils down to that, you know.
Yeah, and the administration's got to stop hiding from that. You know, they really have got to stop hiding from it, and they've got to confront that, and they've got to confront the deficit. Thanks, Ron. Appreciate the call.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. It's coming up on 8:42 here. That frees up a line at 303-713-7600. Two lines open now. 303-713-7600. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. We're talking about illegal immigration. For the first time now, illegal immigrants are starting to outnumber foreigners moving to the United States legally. More of your calls coming up at 303-713-7600 on AM
7. 5-liter spirits. Applejack is number one for a reason. You don't want to miss this incredible sale. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
This is, I guess, what happens when you've been doing radio for this long a time and you're Rush Limbaugh.
I think the left has been waiting for the next terrorist attack.
This is a sick man.
I hope he gets the kind of psychiatric help that he needs.
It's that time of year again. Call 303-7-WINDOW now to get 40% off on American Exterior's quality replacement windows that will save you money on energy bills, add value to, and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. So if you need to replace your windows, call 303-7-WINDOW and get 40% off on their quality replacement windows. For more details, go to 303-7window.com. Not valid with any other offer. Restrictions apply.
Imagine becoming a millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-991-7748. That's 1-800-991-7748. 1-800-991-7748.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly, and most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new, built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control, and you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief, but medications can have negative side effects, and some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-449-1705. That's 1-800-449-1705.
Happy New Year!
Jim?
It's still summer.
Well, yeah, but 2006 is here now at Freedom Harley-Davidson.
Get to Freedom Harley-Davidson and see the huge selection of brand-new 2006 models in stock now. Plus, the new fall line of genuine Harley-Davidson apparel is in, too. Freedom Harley-Davidson is on Colfax, two blocks west of Wadsworth. Or check freedomh-d.com for more info. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride at Freedom Harley-Davidson.
Happy New Year!
And thrive. You can now get up on the left side of the bed. J. Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
847. 13 minutes in front of 9 o'clock here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk about a 40% chance of showers before 10 a.m. And I kept saying that all morning about a 40% chance of showers, then becoming gradually partly sunny with a high of around 54, and it's raining right now in Boulder. Because every time I would say that, about 40% chance of showers before 10 a.m., I thought to myself, oh, yeah, sure. And it's raining. 303-713-7600, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. We're talking about, for the first time, illegal immigrants are increasing despite tighter border security, and they now outnumber foreigners moving to the United States legally. And what are we going to do with the illegal immigrants that are already here? Let's go to Cliff in Denver. Cliff, you're on AM 760.
Morning, Jay. How are you?
Hi, Cliff. How are you?
Good, thanks. The thing with this administration is that we've come to learn that they react only to American business and to the pressure from American business. Why American business will never, ever pressure the administration about illegal immigration is, one, it provides cheap labor. Secondly, somehow illegal immigrants have acquired buying power, and it's a whole new demographic to market to that didn't exist 15 to 20 years ago.
Yeah, boy, you know something? That's really true.
And I've read enough to know that the American business doesn't want this demographic to go away.
Yeah, and you know, I think you're right about that.
And if it will continue, this administration will never succumb to dealing with immigration because business is not pressuring the administration to do something about it.
So I guess, you know, in essence, we might as well just forget about any kind of real immigration reform or anything going on in the area of immigration because they want that cheap labor. And as long as they got that cheap labor and they got people out there to buy their products, that's basically all they care about.
That is exactly right, Jay.
Boy, that's bleak, man. Isn't that bleak?
It is bleak. But, you know, again, American business rules, and even though it does compromise our national security, we've seen enough to know that whether it's national security versus somebody making money, what's more important to this administration?
You're right, somebody making money.
Exactly, Jay.
All right, Cliff, thanks. Great call,
man.
Thank
you. Bye.
Let's go to David in Broomfield. David, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Dave.
So I'll try to spin out what I'm going to say, and maybe you can make comments. I really think that most Americans have a common ground, common interests, and I think we've allowed our parties to pit us against one another. And I think two of the major problems in our society right now is, number one, like the caller earlier mentioned, our politicians have been taken over, our government, by corporate America, and also our media. I don't know which is worse. You know, the media is supposed to protect the truth. I don't know that they're doing that anymore. And I think we have to become more activists. I, for example, was part of the Minuteman Project, the original one down in Arizona. And I think it was actually a very good cause. The people down there really were passionate about what they were doing. And I think we need to see more of that. It's the first time in my life that I've ever wanted to do something like that. And unfortunately, we can't leave it up to our government anymore to take care of these problems.
Yeah, but you can't do it on your own either. And the Minutemen are not, you know, that whole idea of civilians going down there and trying to prevent people from crossing the border illegally, first of all, is, you know, you're not going to stop the traffic. You're not even going to come close. I mean, it's got to be something bigger than a group of people going down there and standing around or sitting down on lawn chairs. That's number one. And number two, you know, the parties pitting each other against. No one has been more divisive. No one has been more of a polarizing administration than this one, who took 9/11 and used the opportunity of 9/11 to put a far-right agenda into play here. That has polarized people and has divided the country basically along left and right. And they had this enormous chance to do all of this good, and they squandered it all because they were more interested in their own agenda.
Well, I think both parties are polarizing depending on who's in charge. And
we know what party's in charge now. We know what party sets the agenda for this country, and it isn't the Democrats, it's the Republicans.
I think both parties need to back up and look at what we're doing.
No, you know what? I don't think the Democrats need to back up. I think they need to get more aggressive.
Right, but, I mean, we need to be aggressive towards our common interest, and I think there's a lot of them. And
well, our common interests, though, unfortunately, are not the same common interests as the people who run this country. The people who run this country, George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, and the rest of them, their common interest is for the people and big corporations and big money. You know, yesterday, Halliburton hosted a festival with Senator Mel Martinez of lobbyists who were all centered around getting business in New Orleans. I mean, this government is for sale, and the current leadership of this government, definitely extracts a price for its services.
Well, and I'm sure you also realize that there's plenty of corporations being led by, you know, Democrat, liberal type thinking. Also.
Not as nowhere near. The Democratic Party doesn't take anywhere near the corporate money that the Republican Party takes. And Howard Dean, under the Democrats, has started the Democracy Bond program because Howard Dean is trying to wean the party off of corporate money. But you look at who suspended the Davis-Bacon Act. Is that something that helps corporations, or does that help common people?
Well, you know, my call really wasn't to get into what's going on now. My call.
Well, I know, but I'm asking you that question. When you're talking about polarization and you're talking about common interests, I'm asking you, who suspended the Davis-Bacon Act? Was that the Democrats or the Republicans?
The Republicans, but...
Well, that was George W. Bush. Now, is that something that benefits working-class people, everyday people who live in this country? Or is it something that would benefit only the rich corporations, which will get the no-bid contracts, like Halliburton?
You know, wouldn't you agree that the parties do pit us, all of us, against each other?
No, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with it at all. I think that there are those of us who consider ourselves to be Democrats, those of us who consider ourselves to be progressives and liberals, and we have what we think is the right agenda, and I think that the Republican Party and people who consider themselves to be Republicans, they consider the fact that they have the right agenda, and I think this, as I go back to what I said to you originally, that this government, George W. Bush, squandered a tremendous chance at national unity after 9/11 by trying to push a far-right agenda down the throats of this country, and it's obviously not working because his approval rating is down to 40%.
You know, I think the Democratic Party could easily get back into power. The problem that they're having is that they've allowed the far left fringe of our society to take over, and they've placed people.
Really? Name somebody who you consider to be on the far left fringe.
Moore. Why would you take Michael Moore?
Michael Moore's not a member of the Democratic Party, and Michael Moore is only, even if Michael Moore were a member of the Democratic Party, Michael Moore is only one individual. I can name more than one individual that's a member of the far right that runs the Republican Party. If Michael Moore is the best you can come up with, that's pretty sad.
All I'm saying is if you're going to take these far left fringe people that I think are far left, and people that hate America, basically, and you're going to...
Oh, now you're going to accuse Michael Moore of hating America. Well, you know, Michael Moore may have made a film that you find objectionable, and you may feel that Michael Moore's positions are objectionable, but I'll tell you who really hates this country. It's the people who are sitting in power now who are doing their level best to ruin it.
Well, just keep taking...
I mean, you know what? They're doing it. You know what? They're giving tax breaks to the top 1%. Hey, where do you think they're making up the money for that? They're taking it out of your pocket. So if you want to give your money away and you want the rich to get breaks, then fine, vote Republican.
My opinion, neither party is any good.
Well, then you know what, pal? In this country, you're out. Then in this country, stay home and don't vote because you've only got two choices, Democrat or Republican.
I believe people have to become activists. And the Minuteman Project was not all bad. They weren't.
It wasn't very. It was. You know what? It was a cheap publicity stunt by people sitting around on lawn chairs, acting tough like they're going to stop illegal immigration. When what happens is that the coyotes that run illegal and the people that run illegal immigration, they just go to another part of the border. They just laugh and go to another part of the border.
So we virtually shut down the illegal immigration in that area during that time.
Yeah. So they went to another area and ran it through there. Read the book, The Devil's Highway. They went to another area.
We have enough activists along that border and people that want to take over since we realize our government's not doing a damn thing. We will shut it down.
No, you know, you won't because you can't get enough people. And paramilitary operations is not what this country needs. What this country needs is a concerted immigration policy, which the Republican Party doesn't seem to want to come up with. That's what they need.
It's not a military operation.
Oh, you know what? That's exactly what it is. It's a paramilitary operation of people on lawn chairs with guns who want to act tough like they're going to stop illegal immigration. And they're not stopping illegal immigration, and they're not stopping drug running. And it isn't a long-term solution to a very, very big problem. Thank you for the call. It's just not a long-term solution. The long-term solution is that employers, number one, should be penalized. And as Cliff said, who called in, and he was absolutely correct about this, this administration is never going to do that. Because those same employers contribute to the administration. they contribute to getting Republicans elected. So it's never going to happen. We're just wasting our time even thinking about it under the current administration. And nobody is more polarizing than this administration. Nobody has been more polarizing in every aspect of government than this administration. No one has taken advantage of 9/11 and our love for this country. And Michael Moore doesn't hate this country. He loves it. And our collective love for this country. Nobody has taken more advantage of that to try to get what they want than the GOP and George W. Bush. And it's sad. It's really sad. All right, we're going to open phones after 9 o'clock to talk about anything you want to talk about at 303-713-7600.
GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Is now offering you auto insurance at lower rates. Want to pay less? Then call 1-800-TITEN-UP for more details.
Your chance to win $1,000 four times a day. Less commercial interruption. More time for Progressive Talk. AM 760. Now, CBS News. AKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Gwynn. Louisiana Governor Kathleen Blanco takes the witness chair at a congressional hearing after answering severe criticism from ex-FEMA chief Michael Brown, the latest live from CBS News Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Fuss.
Chris, in a written statement, Governor Blanco called it shocking that the former FEMA director would tell Congress the failures after Katrina were all her fault. She said she ordered New Orleans evacuated 2 days before Katrina hit and said Brown's testimony was false and misleading. But testifying in the Senate, she focused on the needs of her state.
Thousands of Louisiana businesses have been destroyed or displaced, creating a potential tsunami of unemployment and suffering.
Blanco, along with the governors of Mississippi and Alabama, called on Congress to quickly enact tax breaks to help businesses come back all along the Gulf Coast. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
Lake Charles, Louisiana hurricane evacuees Scott and Ray Bushnell have applied for federal relief assistance.
We're out of money. Our credit cards are full.
And we can't even get emergency food stamps. Mm-hmm. It's killing us.
But they discovered they were victims of the wrong hurricane when the relief officials told them assistance was only available to those displaced by Katrina, not Rita. So the state is now working on a waiver that would let Rita victims also get federal help. President Bush talking about Iraq during an appearance in the White House Rose Garden a few minutes ago. Our White House correspondent Peter Mayer has a live report.
Chris, the president's moving to build public and congressional support for his Iraq strategy.
We're on the offense. We have a plan to win.
But he's preparing the public for more bloodshed ahead of next month's vote on the new Iraqi constitution.
We can expect there to be increasing violence from the terrorists. They can't stand elections.
Despite polls indicating growing public doubts about the mission in Iraq, the president insists the U.S. is making gains. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Baseball Hall of Famers testify as a Senate committee opens hearings on steroid use by athletes. CBS News correspondent John Harchi is live with that story.
Congress might impose minimum standards on professional sports to test for performance-enhancing drugs. In a hearing underway now, baseball great Hank Aaron said the pros must send the right message to young people, the future of the country.
If we don't protect them, are we not going to protect this country?
Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig's message.
It is my goal as the Commissioner of Baseball to eradicate the use of performance-enhancing substances from the game.
The Senator's message, if owners and players don't clean up the sport, they'll face new federal laws. Live in Washington, John Harchi, CBS News.
The FDA gives the nod, and diabetics are now among the patients who can take cholesterol drug Lipitor to reduce the risk of heart attack and stroke. Studies have shown that diabetics on Lipitor had 50% fewer strokes than those taking a placebo. On Wall Street right now, Dow Industrials ahead nearly 52 points, NASDAQ's up nearly 10. This is CBS News.
Tonight, NBC starts with an all-new Apprentice Martha Stewart.
Exciting as can be.
Followed by the year's hottest new drama, E-Ring. Benjamin Bratt and Dennis Hopper inside the Pentagon.
You do what you gotta do.
Shots fired, we have a man down, sir.
Then, an all-new Law & Order event. Law & Order and Law. Law & Order SVU, together on one amazing case.
They never knew it hit them.
Oh, my God.
The Apprentice, Martha Stewart, E-Ring, and the Law & Order crossover event, NBC Tonight.
Living with cataracts? Take care with Similasan Cataract Care Eye Drops. Finally, healthy relief for the symptoms of diagnosed cataracts is available over-the-counter. While only surgery can remove cataracts, Similasan Homeopathic Cataract Care stimulates your eye's natural ability to temporarily relieve cataract symptoms. Plus, Similasan is safe to use with no known side effects. Cataract relief shouldn't be hard to find, and now it isn't. Look for Similasan in the eye care section of your local retailer. Take care. Similasan Cataract Care. Read and follow label directions.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We're still seeing some delays if you're headed to Boulder. Westbound on the Turnpike had a couple cars tangled up in the HOV lanes. Emergency crews still on the scene, and we're jamming up from Pecos. Eastbound also running heavy because the Curiosity is slowing. Now we do have a crash at the median on C-470 at Santa Fe, so that's slowing things down in both directions. And it's up on I-25, still a pretty solid ride into downtown and through T-Rex. Now around town, things starting to thin out on Foyles Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. And looking at the forecast, going to be cloudy today, showers off and on this morning with highs around 60. We're at about 49 degrees at the moment. This weekend, stop by the Log Home and Timber Frame Expo at the Denver Merchandise Bar. Collect design, building, and decorating ideas from the industry's leading companies and craftsmen. For more information, call 1-888-LOG-EXPO or visit logexpo.com. That's logexpo.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
I love the radio station. I hope it continues and it really gives a voice to the people who are out there like us and that voice needs to be heard.
I love Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
Love Jay Marvin too. Jay's great in the morning.
To Randy Rhodes.
I listen to it almost exclusively now.
And beyond.
Al Franken and Ed Schultz and to Randy's show.
Not just your average talk.
I love what you guys are doing.
AM 760.
It's on from morning till night.
Boulder's Progressive Talk. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:05, 5 minutes after 9, a 40% chance of showers before 10 a.m., and it's raining here in Boulder. Cloudy, then gradually becoming partly sunny with a high around 54. Jay Marvin here, 303-713-7600. It's open phones. We can talk about anything that you want to talk about. You want to continue the conversation about illegal immigration. You want to talk about Michael Brown and FEMA. You know, there's one thing that really bothers me, is that if you're ever critical of this government, if you're ever critical of George W. Bush, and I thought Fahrenheit 9/11 was a great movie, then immediately you get this thing about how you hate America, like that previous caller was talking about. Like all of a sudden you hate America. You know, and I reject that categorically. I love this country. I spend a lot of time in this country. Most of my vacations are planned inside the United States. I spend money here. That's not to say that I object to going overseas. I just happen to do it. And this idea that any time you engage in dissent, you hate the country is ludicrous. And that Minuteman Project was ludicrous, in my opinion, because you know what? We have people who we train to do those jobs. We have Border Patrol. And we have the National Guard. And we need more Border Patrolmen. But, you know, ordinary citizens, because we can't trust the government anymore, which was that guy's reasoning about ordinary citizens go down there and take matters into their own hands, is absolutely freaking ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And what ends up happening is the people who run people over the border, the coyotes and those people, and people who are engaged in illegal immigration, they just go to another spot. I mean, I'm sure like they're really threatened by guys sitting around with pot bellies and lawn chairs. And nobody has been more divisive than this government, than George W. Bush and Dick Cheney and Paul Wolfowitz and Karl Rove. Nobody has been more divisive than these people have been. They were handed a golden opportunity. And they let it go because you know what? Their agenda was more important than doing the right thing. So they get us into a war on false pretenses. They end up hanging a lot of people out to dry with that. Bush's Today goes to the Rose Garden and says we are making progress in Iraq. Meanwhile, people are continuing to be killed. The promises that were made to us before we ever went in there have not been kept. We were not greeted with flowers and candy. The Iraqi oil has not paid for itself, has paid for the war, which is what this administration told us. We are running a huge deficit. And there's no end in sight to this. What you had yesterday with Michael Brown was you had Republicans trying to distance themselves from the president in the White House by beating up on Michael Brown. And he deserved to be beat up on. I mean, the guy was incompetent. No question about it. But this whole idea that, oh, well, you're being critical of the United States, you must hate the country. No, I seek to try to make it better. And so does Michael Moore, and so do a lot of you who listen to this radio station every day. We want what's best for the country, not what's worse. And it just, really, I get so sick of that, sick of that argument. And I used to get it all the time when I worked in Chicago at the right-wing talk station there. Oh, you hate America. Oh, you're whining. Nobody tap dances and whines more than these people on the right. And just it just amazes me. It just absolutely amazes me. Speaking of people on the right, have you heard about this story? Prosecutors want to question Rush Limbaugh's physicians in their probe of the conservative commentator's possible doctor shopping for prescription painkillers, according to a motion filed Tuesday. Prosecutors believe Limbaugh illegally deceived multiple doctors to receive overlapping prescriptions for painkillers. He has not been charged with a crime. Limbaugh's attorneys argue the request for depositions from the doctors and their employees could reveal privileged medical information. Limbaugh has acknowledged an addiction to pain medication, you people. Attributed to severe back pain and took a 5-week leave from his radio show to enter a treatment program back in October 2003. You know what? Every day I came to work back in October 2003, the management leaned on me never to say anything negative about Rush Limbaugh. I mean, working at this radio station is like a holiday. The criminal investigation into Limbaugh's drug use has been ongoing for nearly 2 years. Throughout, his attorneys have fought vigorously over privacy concerns. Assistant State Attorney James Martz told the court Tuesday he would ask the doctors and their employees only about matters relating to Limbaugh's possible doctor shopping. Limbaugh has accused Palm Beach County State Attorney Barry Kirshner, a Democrat, of a fishing expedition that's politically motivated. Boy, they always hide behind that, don't they? It's always politically motivated. That's right. You know, Ronnie Earle is after Tom DeLay in Texas because Ronnie Earle is a Democrat. And today is the last day of the grand jury's operation in Texas, and we might find out if Tom DeLay gets indicted today or not. But boy, we know Ronnie Earle in Texas, man. He's just going after Tom DeLay because Ronnie Earle's a dirty Democrat. Shot that bilge water by somebody else. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Noah in Arvada. Noah, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Noah.
I think the whole argument about us being un-American is just, it's really almost fascist in a way. But
you know, it is. And I had a guy yesterday send me a nasty email accusing me of being stupid because I said this is not a fascist country. It's not a fascist country yet, but I'll tell you, there are things that go on here that smack of it. I'll tell you that much.
But, you know, at the same time, I want to kind of reach an olive branch out to that guy.
Okay, go ahead.
Neither party is completely perfect, and, you know, that's true. I mean, nothing in life is really perfect. We have our own skeletons in our closet. But the sheer volume of skeletons on one side to another is really, really, you know, off. We've done some bad things in the past. There was the politician in Ohio who got arrested for corruption, the guy with the really bad toupee.
Oh, Trafficante.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if there's people like that in our party, please, you know, get them. I don't want them in my party because I don't want corrupt people representing me. Now, I'm more than welcome to kick people like that out. But at the same time, don't act like the other side is any better. I mean, if anything, they're really worse.
Well, they've been worse as of late. There's no question about that.
Correct. They may have at one time been a lot better comparing to some of the stuff that happened in the 80s with some of the scandals. But, you know, for the most part, I think we're the guys who are doing the right thing right now, and I would like to keep us doing the right thing. So if we're doing something wrong, hey, bring it to my attention. I'll go after that guy too. But you know what? At the same point, I like to say that there are some times where I can vote for a Republican, and here's why. I think Tom Tancredo was totally wrong on most every issue he says about. But the one thing that I do have to champion him on is at least he's standing up to say there's a problem with illegal immigration. I don't like the guy for almost everything he does, but at the same time, I'm thanking him for doing that. And I hope that more Democrats start to do that because everything has a way of working in and, you know, being all part of the same whole. Part of the reason why we have such a big problem with health care getting more expensive is the more illegal people that come here, they don't have health insurance. They go to hospitals. The hospitals, you know, write off the cost on the whole thing, and then that gets pretty much put back into your insurance that you have. And same thing with the people who are losing insurance. Everything has a way of working into itself. The same thing with unions. If we love unions so much, then we got to look at the fact that illegal immigration is undercutting unions. It has to be an issue that the Democrats have to take a hold of and hold it hard.
Well, I think we got to work out some kind of a workable process, but I think the Republicans hamper any efforts to get that done because they hamper it in two fronts. Number one, they never met a big business that they didn't fall in love with, and number two, they're taking all of our assets and putting them other places. I mean, we have a huge deficit here, and you know, we've got money that's going to Iraq every single day. We've got money now that's going to have to go to Hurricane Katrina. I mean, we don't have the money to mount any kind of an effective counterattack against illegal immigration. And plus, this country doesn't have any kind of set policy about illegal immigration. And who's controlling the country?
Oh, I totally agree, Jay. I mean, I'm not trying to say, you know, anything bad about the whole thing. I'm saying that it's an issue that we should take a hold of and realize that this one issue is affecting everything else that we care about. The more people that come here, the more America swells from illegal immigration, the more that puts a strain on our environment. It all ties in together.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I don't disagree at all. And I think we definitely need to come up with some kind of a comprehensive plan. And, you know, we need the meeting of the minds. We need the best and the brightest to get together on how to figure this out. A couple of people sitting on lawn chairs, you know, on the border between Arizona and the United States is not going to slow down illegal immigration.
Well, Jay, I have to agree with that, but at the same time, I have to look at it in a different aspect. They're never going to actually stop the whole thing, but in a way, it's a form of protest. And it's more of a media stunt to show people that, you know, this has got to stop. I mean, they're not going to stop the whole thing. That's a given.
They're not even going to get close.
No, but I think it was done like the same thing as the Boston Tea Party. It's like the Boston Tea Party of our time. The Boston Tea Party was never going to stop, you know, the importation of tea into America, but it was a way of standing up and saying, this has got to stop. We've got to do something about it and stop ignoring it. I mean, those guys, there's no way they're going to stop it, but at least they had, like, the caring enough about America to say that we're going to make a stand and we're going to show something to America that this needs to be addressed.
Well, if they put as much energy towards pressuring their elected officials, they might get better response. You know, you'd be surprised the amount of people who never write their elected officials because they figure that it never does any good.
Well, I think it is, in a way, showing our elected officials that they care. I mean, you know, it shows them more that they care because they can't ignore these people. I mean, I agree.
Well, the president administration seem to be pretty good at it.
Oh, they ignore everything. But like I said, this gets into people's consciousness. Now, I don't think that they're totally right for going out there and doing that, but I thank them for going out and making a stand. Sometimes you're not totally correct in your stand, but at least you're making one. And in a way, that was a form of protest. And I'm encouraging all forms of protest in America, and I would like to thank people like that for doing that.
As long as it's nonviolent, man. All right, Noah, thank you. I appreciate the call.
No problem.
Okay, have a good day. It's 9:17, 17 minutes after 9. One line open now, 303-713-7600, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. They've got their radio stations, and now...
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005, November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at g3denver.com.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Club Sky presents Pyro Fusion Fridays. Watch fire dancers as they perform every Friday night at Club Sky. DJ Devastate will heat up the dance floor with the hottest top 40 in house mixes. Try the blazing hot Pyro team. All at Club Sky, located above Jackson's and Lodo. Visit maxnights.com for more details. Don't know where to go tonight? Log on to maxnights.com and get VIP passes and special invites to Denver's premier parties.
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-226-9008. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Join Freedom Harley-Davidson this Saturday for Rocktoberfest at Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. The best all-American bikes and accessories and free German food and beer served at noon for FAC members. Live music with American Soil and a seminar presented by the Chrome Specialist starting at 11. Don't miss Rocktoberfest Saturday only at Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth.
Join Freedom Harley-Davidson Sunday for Bikers for a Cure to benefit the fight against breast cancer. Go to freedomh-d.com for details.
And autos, autos.com, and check out their huge selection online. Plus, you can also pre-qualify for a car loan. And now is the best time to get out to Rockies because their matching down incentive is still going on up to $1,500. So you put down $1,500, they'll put down $1,500, and it's like having $3,000 down. Or put down $500, and they'll put down $500, and it's like having $1,000 down. And at Rockies, you'll find just about any model or make you can think of. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, plus a whole lot more. And at Rockies Auto, you get a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And, of course, Carfax, which I talk a lot about. Carfax, when Mary and I bought our car from Rockies, we asked for Carfax, and they didn't charge us for it. They gave it to us. And you can find out exactly where your car's been and who's owned it and what's been done to it. I mean, Rockies Autos just goes the extra mile to make sure that you're happy. That's why Mary and I have bought so many cars from Rockies, because we've always been treated well and I've always had good luck out there. And I'll tell you something, at Rockies, you deal with the nicest people like Colby and the Tower of Power and Roger and Tom and Marv Alshire, the Alshire brothers are great people, and Spanky and Jim Monroe and all the people working at Rockies go the extra mile to make sure that you're happy. Rockies Autos are open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They've been family owned and operated since 1982, and they're just a group of...
Qualify for 40% home energy savings. 303-487-6880. 303-487-6880.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
922, 22 minutes after 9, AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. 40% chance of shower before 10 a.m., and it's raining here in Boulder. And then it should become partly sunny and a high of around 54. You know something I forgot to tell you? I totally and completely spaced this off today. We were supposed to have Robert Reich, former labor secretary under Bill Clinton, on the program, but due to a scheduling conflict, he couldn't be on. So we're hoping to get him back on in the next couple of weeks. And I should have said something about it at 6 a.m. this morning when I first came on, but you know what? I didn't think about it. Shows you how alert I am, right? Okay, it's open phones. Whatever it is you want to talk about, we'll do it here. Let's go to Anna and Greeley. Anna, hi, you're on AM 760.
On the matter of people coming into this country illegally, I think I've called and talked about that before in terms of CAFTA and NAFTA and why people are forced to come here to work, because their wages in their own countries were cut in half. But then, of course, they've been coming into the country since the 30s. And I live in the place where they came in all the time, and the INS knew they were there, and then picked them up after cotton season was over, and that, you know, that sort of thing. So we see this, but when people start pointing to it and saying, look, there they are, then they start being a real problem. I mean, that's a problem, perceived problem, because of the propaganda.
Well, there's no question. American industry uses illegal immigration.
Mm-hmm.
They use it because they can pay less in wages.
Well, I know that, and that's why they used women. Finally, women could get fairly good jobs in the 60s because, they were service jobs then. And, of course, now the service jobs are also being shipped out of the country. I'd like to address the thing about Democrats. I've been calling Democrats for years. In the 80s, I was calling them to stop the outpouring of money to support the Contra in Central America. And you know what? People like Joseph Biden, who are still there, who still do exactly what they always have done for years, even when African American groups and women's groups support them and say, vote for them, then they turn around and vote against us. I mean,
well, give me an example of Joseph Biden voting against us.
Well, Joseph Biden was the one who got Clarence Thomas into the Supreme Court, for one thing. I mean, it was his committee, and he got him in.
Did he vote for Clarence Thomas?
Yeah. And Joseph Biden has refused to... There are many of them. I mean, he's just an example. There are many of them who have said over and over again, like Ken Salazar, I'm not going to vote for that. Oh, yes, I am. I mean, they just do this all the time. They've done it since the 80s. They even left the party.
They've been doing it before the 80s. They were doing it in the 70s and also in the 60s.
The Democrats. So this leaves us with no party. We now have no balance of power in the federal government. We have probably they're going to completely destroy the Supreme Court as a recourse for people. We have a dictatorship.
Well, see, I don't see it that way.
I don't see it that way at all.
I mean, I think that the Democrats, that there are some Democrats who will vote no against John Roberts. There are some who will vote for him. I think that they're making a mistake. But I think they're going to try to fight hard with Bush's next election because they know that the swing vote is up there, and we don't live in a dictatorship. A dictatorship means absolutely zero or no choice. We do have a choice. People can get motivated. People can get involved. You know, I've brought this up before. You can do something. You know, you want to wean the Democrats off corporate money. You want to get them out of that fix. Howard Dean has got a plan to do it, but it requires that everybody pitch in. And I don't think everybody pitches in. I think they like to call here a lot, and I think they like to talk about it a lot, but I don't think they really want to do anything about it.
I think Be the Change is another place you could work.
You can be involved with Be the Change. That's another
exactly
organization.
Right. I've been involved in all this stuff, believe me.
But you're not hearing what I'm saying to you, though.
Uh-huh.
You're not the average person. Do you consider yourself to be the average person?
I suppose so, yeah.
Well, I don't think that's true, because you're more involved than most people are. But most people, they don't have to commit 90% of their life to something. You know, they can just give 5%, and if all they can give is $20, it's $20 more that we didn't have. I mean, I don't, you know, to characterize this country as being a dictatorship, I think, is a big stretch.
Well, okay, we can't seem to get out from under we can't even bring up problems that if actually the Democrats stuck with the Black Caucus and supported the Black Caucus is still the only remaining segment of Democrats that go with principles that Democrats are supposed to stand for.
I don't think that that's true. There are a lot of Democrats who stand on principle, and there's some who don't. But you know, I mean, you're going to get that in any walk of life that you're involved in. And this is like, you know, I get these calls from people who make these comments, but then you disregard what a lot of Democrats are up there trying to get done.
Well,
for instance, like Mark Udall who is introducing a bill that FEMA should be taken out of Homeland Security. The Nancy Pelosi, who organized that boycott of the hearings yesterday because they want an independent impartial panel to look into what happened with Katrina.
Uh-huh.
And Senator Dick Durbin, who has been outspoken. I mean, I can continue to keep naming names.
I know. There have been some, and they step forward and do it, and then they step backward. And then,
give me an example of that.
It makes me crazy to think about. Well, here's the thing.
Well, give me an example of what you're talking about how they step forward and then they step back. I don't think the whole entire time that I lived. I don't think the whole entire time I lived in Illinois, I don't think that, which was 6 years, I don't think Dick Durbin stepped back once.
I'll tell you, Jay, I've been a Democrat a lot longer than you have.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. That doesn't make you right. That doesn't make you any more right or any more wrong.
But it's the same thing.
I'm just asking you for an example of what you're saying.
It's the same thing as my country right or wrong. Do you remember that?
No, it's not the same. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying if you, I'm not saying that at all. You're misunderstanding me. What I'm asking you is if you make the statement that they step forward and then they step back, and that the Democrats don't stand on principle, and you make these broad brush statements, and then I sit here and say to you, okay, what I want you to do is I want you to clarify those statements and back them up with names and give me examples, and then you're trying to turn the subject some other way.
Let me have your email address.
Well, you know what? My email address is am760.net, and you don't want to answer me on the air? Don't answer me on the air.
Oh, no,
but the fact is that there are Democrats out there that are trying every single day to do the right thing, and you're not giving them any credit.
Well, I'll give those credit who are trying every day to do the right thing. That's what I just did.
Well, then don't make broad brush statements.
I said those people who are in the Black Caucus or who vote with the Black Caucus.
But there are a lot of people who are outside. There are a lot of people who are outside the Black Caucus who are trying to do the right thing. I mean, you're making broad brush statements,
Barney
and then
Frank
I ask you to back
one.
Them up.
Barney
back
Frank
up what you're saying.
Uh-huh. Barney Frank is one who.
Well, there's one. Yeah, there's another one.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you're proving my point.
Mm-hmm.
You're proving my point, aren't you?
Well, I don't know whether I am or
well,
not.
Well, yeah,
because,
you are, because there are
because
Democrats out there that are
many,
trying.
I've seen too many instances. For example, I'm now calling Republicans. Like, I called Henry Hyde the other day to ask him to draw up a bill of impeachment for
Well, do you know, but that's a waste of time.
Yeah.
That's a total and complete... You know what that's doing? You know what that's doing? That's like saying, I'm going to quit smoking, okay, but I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to the Thistle and Jug and buy a carton of cigarettes. That's a ridiculous waste of your time and energy and money.
No.
Why do you waste your time and energy and money calling Henry Hyde? When I lived in Illinois, I couldn't even get a hold of Henry Hyde.
No, Henry Hyde is a mess. And
well, then what did you call him for? What are you expecting out of him?
Because it makes me feel good to give.
You know, why don't you try putting your efforts where it counts with people who will at least listen to what you have to say?
I do call them all the time. Seriously, I call. I write. I talk to people on the street. You know, I do all these things you're talking about, and I have seen too many instances in which we don't have anybody to rely on.
Hey, nothing is perfect, but it's the best system we got going.
Well,
thank you for the call. I appreciate your time. It's 9:31, 29 minutes in front of 9 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Still seeing some trouble if you're headed to Boulder. Westbound on the Turnpike had a couple cars tangled up in the HOV lanes approaching Federal, so emergency crews still on the scene trying to clear that out of your way. Expect some slowing from Pecos and eastbound. Turnpike also running heavy because of curiosity in that area. That's up on I-25, still solid into downtown and through 2X and around town. Things are thinning out and looking pretty good on Foothills Parkway to Diagonal and Highway 93. And looking at the forecast, cloudy with showers off and on this morning and highs around 60 for the day. Right now, 51 degrees. Centrix Homes has been building dreams for over 50 years with single-family homes and townhomes priced from the upper 100s to high 300s. Visit CentrixHomesDenver.com today for the community close to you. Centrix Homes, where lifestyle is built right in. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Early to the office, then it's back to the corporate restaurant business for him. And after his temporary fling with public service, what will you, the employee who has dedicated your career to the citizens of Denver, be left with? All you have really to do here is you've got the power to stop this, and the Teamsters Local 2004 wants to help you. Please call Ed Bagwell at 303-433-17.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino, and one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-226-9008. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Imagine becoming a millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-400-6096. That's 1-800-400-6096. 1-800-400-6096.
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation.
without the shark repellent.
These are democracy bonds, and wean this country off, wean the Democratic Party off corporate money. We have to step forward, even if you can only give $25. There are candidates we're supporting. We've got some marvelous Democrats out there, like Mark Udall and Diana DeGette. You know, and Ken Salazar, okay, I mean, yeah, I agree with a lot of you. I mean, I don't know at times where he's coming from. There are people in the Democratic Party who are not perfect. But, you know, anything having human endeavors in it isn't going to be perfect. But we don't live in a dictatorship, and we, no matter how much you people want to, you know, people want to write or email me and claim that, you know, yeah, we do, we don't. But it's incumbent upon all of us to get active and get going, and I'm saying whatever you can do. Because we all have lives we have to lead. We've all got things going on. I'm just saying whatever it is you can do. And you know something? Why not spare $25? It's like, you know, I got a mailer yesterday from Ted Kennedy soliciting funds for the Democratic Senatorial Committee. Okay, I'm going to send him $25. Is it the biggest donation on the planet? No. But I can go without something. You know, Mary and I can stay home this weekend, or whatever the case is. I mean, I'll find a way to spare to find the $25 or the $50 that you send. Because they're trying to build some momentum for 2006 and 2008. We know it's an uphill battle. We know the Republican Party has a lot of money. They've got big corporate donors. But I'm a DENIAC through and through. And remember, Bush only won the election by one state, and there was hanky-panky in the voting in Ohio. So I don't see us being out of the ballgame at all. And if you want to send me emails, like a guy sent me an email yesterday, called me effing stupid because I didn't believe we were living in a fascist society. I mean, you want to send me a hate email like that, that's fine. You know what I do? If you don't sign it, I just delete it. And you can come up with hundreds of examples of Democrats doing the wrong thing. Well, you know, that's true. But if you're going to talk about the Democrats doing the wrong thing, you also got to talk about the Democrats out there that are doing the right thing and that are trying to wage every single day some kind of a battle to get something done. Sheila Lee Jackson is another Democrat who is out there valiantly fighting for working people and for the middle class and the lower middle class and the poor. There are a lot of good people out there. Barack Obama's a good guy. And I remember when I lived in Illinois and he was running, I gave money to his campaign. And Dick Durbin is great. And Mark Udall will make a great senator. You see, I'm just more optimistic, and I'm not an optimistic person. But I feel like we're really going to make a comeback in 06 and 08. I mean, I really feel it. And I could be wrong. I could be totally isolated. I could be totally wrong on what I'm saying. But you know, if you'd come to me 2 years ago and told me that I was going to work on a talk station that was totally progressive, I would have said you're nuts. Well, we've got this radio station, don't we? And that's a far cry from where we were 2 or 3 years ago. We're making progress. We're getting our acts together. Let's go to Patty in Littleton, who's been hanging on. Patty, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I have a comment about the illegal immigrants.
Sure.
A lot of them have been here for years and years. They have children. They own homes. And everybody that works has to have a Social Security card or a green card. But for the most part, they're Social Security cards, and they're phony. They're purchased in
right.
The underground.
Yep.
One reason the government on both sides of the fence doesn't want to stop illegal immigration is because somehow they're getting all of this money into the coffers from the Social Security that the employers are withholding. I can't imagine how much that must amount to.
Well, you know, I've heard that they use that to mask the national deficit to keep it lower than it really is.
Oh.
And yeah, there are, you know, I've heard people make the case that many immigrants work here and some of them pay into Social Security this money that you're talking about, and you know what? They never reap the benefits of it, and they never see it again, but the federal government takes it. And you know what? You make a very good case.
Well, thank you. That was my only comment. You're doing a fantastic job.
Well, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it. Thank you, Patty.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to Pierre in Hartsel. Pierre, hi. You're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Pierre. Where you been?
I've been working, actually, so I haven't got to... I get to listen to you at work, but the cell doesn't work there, so...
Oh, well.
Yeah, well, that's life. Two comments. One, the hearings on Brown. I just... Yesterday, he was so arrogant and outright, like he knew what was going on the whole time, and yet when you saw him on the news shows during the hurricane, he didn't seem to have too much... a clue at that time at all, you know.
No, he was very, very combative and very arrogant. You're right.
That's right. I got the distinct impression that Rove had gotten to him and said, hey, let's, you know, let's single out those Democrats in Louisiana to blame them rather than saying anything about the people in Mississippi and Alabama, you know. And so I thought that was just disgusting because I had actually caught him in lies in the first place. So I was really disgusted by it. And then the second thing is the immigration thing, and I was thinking about this. I thought, well, you know, what's really amazing is that pretty soon, with all the lack of jobs that we have in the country now, we're all going to be down to service jobs eventually. And so they want to keep this immigration thing going because, hey, that way, you know, they people have someone else to hate, you know.
Yeah, that's true, and it also helps depress wages.
That's right, and you know we're already seeing it. That what they're paying $15 a cubic foot for the removal in the hurricane areas, and then those guys have gone out and subbed out till they got it down to like $3 a cubic foot.
Right.
Now, you know, this is just crap, and I don't understand why people aren't infuriated by, you know, I'm a subcontractor, and so I bid all our jobs, and the fact is that, you know, no one says, oh, well, hey, you guys just come in and you do what you have to do and give us the bill later, you know? And so I can't understand why the average person isn't just infuriated over this, the Davis-Bacon Act, the fact that, you know, these guys are out there not having to bid these things, and yet they're still delineating the jobs to someone cheaper, you know? So it's just...
Well, I think people are unhappy, though. I think that they are unhappy. I mean, look at the poll ratings, which I keep citing.
40%? Come on, that's still terrible. I mean, if he gets down to 30, then I'll be happy. But 40%, that's still all those nitwits out there that think he's doing a great job, you know?
And, well...
I mean, I want to see those poll numbers go down. And it's like with the Iraq War. At least they are down in the 30s for his approval.
Yeah, they're at 32%.
Us. Yeah, but, you know, come on, this hurricane, I thought, was just the perfect example of what they've done to our government by making it all corporate, you know. And, you know, they're doing a fine job. Norquist must be just happy as pie right now, so.
Well, I don't know. I don't think they're happy, and I think that what's going on is I think they're scared. I mean, I think it's one of the reasons why the Republicans went to great lengths yesterday to beat up on one of their own, which was Brown, because he's sitting there, you know, he's sitting there. They're trying to distance themselves from the White House and distance themselves from the president because they know that they're coming up for re-election and the people out there aren't happy.
Well, that's true. I have to give you that on that because, you know, I did enjoy watching Republicans actually ask hard questions for a change.
Right, exactly.
So,
I mean, you know, they didn't do it because they're great people. They didn't do it because they're stand-up guys. They did it because they fear for their own political lifeline.
That's right. Well,
all right, Pierre.
Keep up the good work.
Good to hear from you.
Okay, bye-bye.
9:44, 60 minutes away from 10.
To your door by the end of the day, log on and start shopping now at kingsupers.com. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
This is, I guess, what happens when you've been doing radio for this long a time and you're Rush Limbaugh.
I think the left has been waiting for the next terrorist attack.
This is a sick man.
I hope he gets the kind of psychiatric help that he needs.
New Year! Jim, it's still summer.
Well, yeah, but 2006 is here now at Freedom Harley-Davidson.
Get to Freedom Harley-Davidson and see the huge selection of brand-new 2006 models in stock now. Plus, the new fall line of genuine Harley-Davidson apparel is in, too. Freedom Harley-Davidson is on Colfax, two blocks west of Wadsworth. Or check freedomhd.com for more info. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride at Freedom Harley-Davidson.
Happy New Year!
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at g3denver.com.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Club Sky presents Pyrofusion Fridays. Watch fire dancers as they perform every Friday night at Club Sky. DJ Devastate will heat up the dance floor with the hottest top 40 in house mixes. Try the blazing hot pyro team. All at Club Sky, located above Jackson's and Lodo. Visit maxnights.com for more details. Don't know where to go tonight? Log on to maxnights.com and get VIP passes and special invites to Denver's premier parties. It's that time of year again. Call 303-7-WINDOW now to get 40% off on American Exterior's quality replacement windows that will save you money on energy bills, add value to, and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. So if you need to replace your windows, call 303-7-WINDOW and get 40% off on their quality replacement windows. For more details, go to 303-7window.com. Not valid with any other offer. Restrictions apply.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-773-3118. That's 1-800-773-3118. 1-800-773-3118.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control, and you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief, but medications can have negative side effects, and some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it. That you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146.
Everything. I do have a slight criticism about the way three women ago that call was handled. I think what she was trying to say was that it's disappointing that Salazar is voting for John Roberts. I think she's saying that it was disappointing that after the Supreme Court gave the election from Gore to George Bush, that not one Democratic senator stood up. I think she's saying that it's disappointing when Kerry voted for the Iraq War. Now, I know that makes you angry, but I think it is part of the problem of the Democratic Party is our representatives as the Germans put it, poo-poo in their pants.
It doesn't make me angry. I mean, I realize that there are instances where the Democratic Party has not done the best, but I think we only have two choices, and the two choices are to either abandon it and go with a third party effort, which isn't going to work, or try to get involved and try to seek to make it better. And you've got all these great organizations out there like Be the Change, and you've got Howard Dean with his Democracy Bonds program, and you've got all of these things going on. And I think that that I'm just very, very hopeful for the future. But people call here, and this is not the first time I've had disagreements with people about this. They make broad brush statements about the Democrats. And you know what? I just did a whole like hour. It wasn't yesterday. I think it was the day before. I did a whole hour about Ken Salazar. I'm really disappointed in Ken Salazar. Now, I have to tell you that I wasn't here when he was elected. I was in Illinois. But I'm very disappointed by him, and I'm very disappointed by Democrats voting for Roberts. I definitely think it's the wrong way to go. But in any group of people that you can single out, in any kind of political or social movement, you're always going to have those people who you're going to disagree with, but it doesn't mean that the whole system is bad.
No, I agree, and I know that's what got your goat. I just think that we do have to put a little pressure on the few Democrats we got to for themselves.
I think you're absolutely right. I think it's 100% correct. I mean, I don't know about you, but I have sent Salazar several letters telling him that that I'm very unhappy with him.
I think we're on the same page, Jay. I just wanted to point out that. I think that was the woman's point. She probably didn't say it the right way, but I think that was her real point.
All right, Tim. Thanks, man. Thanks for setting me straight. See you later.
All right. Bye.
All right. Let's go to Earl in Denver. Earl, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for putting me on your show.
Sure.
I really appreciate listening to it. But I'm also, this is the last guy, kind of concerned about that lady's points. And I'm not being put in the hot seat to explain. So I believe that some of the things that she's talking about, even when Clinton was in office, the WTO protests in Seattle and Washington, they were poo-pooed by the corporate Democrats. And my wife actually went to one of those, and she found what was in the media wasn't really what was happening there. The Patriot Act, a lot of those Democrats voted for that.
Yeah, which I thought was wrong, but you've also got a lot of Democrats, too, that have defeat the Patriot Act, and have also spoken out against the Patriot Act.
True.
And if we want to get the Democratic Party, well, I'll say this again: if we want to get the Democratic Party out of the corporate sphere, if we want to get them out, we have to replace that money that it takes to run for office, and that means that everybody's got to give up $25 or $50 or whatever you can afford, and you got to contribute it because you got to make up for that imbalance because it takes money to run for office these days.
Well, you remember Granny D?
Yeah.
He says that it isn't the people that aren't coming up with the money, but it's the overwhelming corporate money. And Democrats voted, for a watered-down campaign finance reform.
I agree.
They voted for a watered-down prescription drug bill that only benefits corporations.
I agree, but we've got a head of the Democratic Party now that is committed to replacing those corporate dollars, that is committed to setting up a better and a more efficient organization, and we have to support that. And we have my objection to her call was basically this, and I just object to this idea that people call here and that they'll make broad brush statements about the Democratic Party, and it disqualifies a lot of people out there that are trying and going there every single day in a situation where we don't control what goes on because we're not in the majority, and they're trying to get their agenda through, and they're beating their brains out to get it done, and there's no credit given at all. We only want to see the dark side of things, and I don't think that's definitely the way to go. I think we should be asking ourselves how to make it better.
Well, we put in NAFTA.
You didn't answer anything that I just said. I mean, don't you think it'd be better, more productive to figure out how to make it better than to sit and complain every single day?
Yeah, but you remember? Did you keep track of the Pacifica organization?
Yes, I'm very well. I'm very aware.
You realize that corporations have put their puppets in on these boards, just like I'm sure there's some Democrats that are really Democrats.
But what's your solution to fix it? Is your solution to give me these examples and to complain, or do you have an idea of how to make things better?
The best thing you could do is pass a law that makes corporations no longer equal to citizens, since they can't be punished like citizens.
No, I don't think they should be treated as citizens. I'm definitely against that.
And we need campaign finance reform.
I think
so
too.
Their vast corporate money, multinational corporate money out of
I agree, but let me ask you something. Do you think you have a better chance under Democrats of getting that, or do you think you have a better chance under Republicans?
I thought until they passed CAFTA here the other day, which is basically just continuing NAFTA, that, yeah, maybe there was a chance. But if they keep kowtowing to their lobbyists, we're in deeper trouble.
Because you've got to replace that money, and you've got to do something about it. you know, you got to do something about it. And there are some Democrats who do not kowtow. But, you know, you got to tell me. I mean, what's the way to make it better? How do we make it better?
We listen to what we pay attention to politics. We pay attention to the voting records, and we let our principles stand for how we vote.
Okay. Well, you know, and one of the things is we got to get active, and we got to get involved. And calling here into, you know, with doom and gloom every day is not going to help the situation.